The Sports Roundtable Show is proud to bring you information and entertainment. Our discussions and topics voice our opinions, which are not meant to offend you, our listeners. Log on to hm3inc.com for all archived shows.
This is Big Ho from Bankhead. Thanks for tuning in. You're about to tune in to another hot episode from the SRT crew. SRT crew, are y'all ready?
We ready if you ready.
Let's get down then.
Week, my people gotta do one thing. Turn that SRT up, and I gotta tune in. We talking touchdowns, home runs, goals, and interceptions. Hosted by Big Ho, the Big Head Legend. Watch your kids, boy, them big dogs coming. You want that smooth operator dial, slick money, sports round table. The truth, no fables. Top flow penthouse over Atlantic Station. Shining like a diamond jeweler, sports miss tips. Sports superhero Hancock, pay tuition with a pick. Get a laugh, get a thrill, get your sports, stay ill. D-Will, fill them in on Bama this year.
What up, what up, what up? It's the Sports Roundtable live from the penthouse, 300 floor, overlooking Atlantic Station, and this is episode number 89. 11 more from that 100 mark. Can y'all believe that?
Dollar.
Thanks for tuning in. Episode 88. The power tried to set us down, but we rose up. Still I rise, as my boy Tupac said. And we did our thing. Please tune in to HM3Inc.com to check out all archived shows. And the crew is in the building with me. It's raining in Atlanta. Don't stop the show, though. My main man, Slick Money, what up?
What's up, P-I-M-P?
What up? Everything good?
Hi.
You finished?
Yeah, I can't.
That was it?
Yeah.
You ain't going to speak to Tiffany? You ain't going to speak to D-Will?
I apologize. Hi, D.
What's happening?
Hi, the beautiful one.
Hey, Slick, how are you?
I'm great, dear. Good to see you.
Good to see you as well.
Yeah. Hey, superhero.
What up, Slick Money?
Hey, Chad. Hey, Tony Gonzalez.
Tony Gonzalez.
We're trying to save time.
Exactly. Yeah. I appreciate it. My main man from Memphis. Sorry about them Cowboys. But
2-1, baby.
Still my boy. What's up, sports superhero, Mr. Hancock? What it is?
What's up, Big Ho?
Ain't nothing shaking.
What up, crew?
What up, Hancock?
Everything good with you?
It is what it is.
There you go. And you already know who's in the building.
The Jewel of Sports is in the building. What up, crew?
Bling, bling. We late on the bling.
Y'all
late on
extra
bling.
Late.
Michael Vick on TV.
Oh, that's what it is.
Hey, where the bell at? Y'all keep forgetting the bell.
Keep forgetting the bell. Le'Veon Bell is on TV, yeah. But that doesn't help us.
He ain't ringing.
Exactly. All right. Also in the building tonight, the man from the Gump.
Big week.
Big week. Mr. D-Will, what's happening?
Hi.
Right on time.
Horace, I've been saving. Can I say something now?
You got to ask. Is
no, no. This is about him.
Oh.
D. The picture you put on Facebook,
yeah,
I gave you your props.
I appreciate that.
I said pause, but you were sexy.
Yeah. Yeah. he prefaced it with pause.
I saw that.
Yeah, I said, because I know y'all take that sexy thing the wrong way.
Yeah.
This ain't empire.
They do.
It ain't empire and it ain't power.
Yeah.
If I tell you sexy, that's real stuff.
That's real talk.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? And yeah. You looked at handsome. I said, look at my little homie killing Facebook.
Hey, but did you see this?
What's that?
Did you see my mama comment?
No, what your mama say?
She was the one up under me talking about the little T to the big T. My mama. That was my mama.
I thought that was your brother.
Nah, that's my
mama. What if I knew that was your mama? I had to go back and say something to mama. Say, hey, mama.
Nah, she commented off my daddy page. Yeah, that's how she do.
I thought your dad was gone. I didn't know he was still around. I apologize. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Your dad got a Facebook page?
Yeah, my dad got
Go ahead.
He is a pimp.
But he don't use it. She use it.
See you.
She got a Facebook page through him.
She's disguised. Undercover. Yeah,
bingo.
Hidden agenda.
Bingo. Hey, but I do have to say, I like what your brother does for the Gump with the basketball academy.
Oh, yeah. He doing
things
his thing.
Of that nature. And giving back to the community, that's what I'm talking
appreciate
about.
Appreciate it.
So,
shout out
to Brian Williams.
Yes, sir. Shout out.
What's up, Brian? Love you, man.
Class of 95.
Yeah. Class 95, man.
There you go. See you what I'm saying?
You know your history, baby.
That's what I'm trying to tell about, baby. See
you
what I'm
got a beautiful family, man.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And y'all look just alike, too. Y'all cannot deny y'all.
Hey, bro, I'm going to tell you. Hey, hold on. Where the camera at? I look way better than him.
D. Stay
make
focused.
Sure you hear this episode, yeah. B. Yeah.
Can we stay focused?
Yeah, I already know, man. We done been through competitions. I right. win.
We can need to stay focused.
Stay
you're
focused.
Right.
I'm sorry.
I need to know where my real talk tees at.
Man, I told you I got to get my 4Xs up.
But I want to give some friends some smaller size.
I got, man, we just get the trunk.
You got some in the car?
Yeah, my trunk stacked.
Boy, they $30 stacked. T-shirt, right? Yeah. Or do I get the slick money discount?
You get the slick money discount.
What up, folks? Yeah.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. Episode 89. We got a lot to talk about tonight. The Atlanta Fournette conversation we had last week is taking off. Mm. Got some real folks trying to come in, but you got to make sure where you heard it from first.
Copycat.
Yeah, man. We're ahead of the curve on that because it's a real thing to talk about. And Nick Chubb obviously will be in that conversation as well if he, you know. He just would be in the conversation. I don't care what nobody say. He's a straight-up great running back, and that's all it is to it. So on tonight's show, we got the news and notes coming up. College football open discussion. We will give our game balls and busters, and we'll get our commentary on who has the most pressure on them, Georgia or Alabama. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about Michigan and Jim Harbaugh and what he's doing in Michigan and how long will it take for Michigan to get back. We'll also break down the Georgia and Bama game. We got the word on the street, of course, about the Jewel. Then we got football 201, pass interference. That's the wide receivers and the cornerback fighting for the ball and things of that nature. But there's some rules you have to go by. And the Jewel is supposed to break that down. Then we have the NFL roundtable discussion where we're going to talk about who's the most disappointing free agent, big-time free agent so far this year. Is it Sue? Is it Murray? Is it Graham? We'll talk about that. And who would you actually go pay and see if you had to choose between Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers? I can't wait to hear that conversation because, you know,
like, you need to ask me that. Don't even give me free tickets to go see
this. Oh, wow. We
free tickets. I know, right? And then we got our Mighty Dog Picks of the Week, of course. And the Jewel is supposed to brag because she's 2-0 for the second straight week.
Yeah.
So we advise y'all to ride with the Jewel is supposed because she's hot right now. And, of course, we got our shots out and doing our thing. And we're going to go over our picks from last week. And first, we're going to go ahead and get started with the news and notes. College football, top 10, AP poll, ESPN. Please go to ESPN.com. You can check it out. Ohio State, number one. And Hancock disagrees. He thought they should have failed at least one or two slots. D. Will agrees. And Slick Money says they won a championship. We're going to be number one. I don't care how bad we look. Michigan State, number two. Now, two Big Ten teams, 1-2. That ain't going to go on all year, I'm sure.
I mean, well, Michigan State wins. Big win today kind of looks a little less impressive with the way that Oregon was just dominated
right
at
home.
Right. Yeah. So all that talk about them being a super team and all that, let's slow down just a little bit until we find out.
They got two big ones.
Michigan, too. Let's add Michigan to one of those games.
That's what I'm saying. They got Michigan Ohio State and the Big Ten Championship.
Ole Miss is number three, TCU four, Baylor is five. There may be fool's gold with that Baylor and TCU, and we're also going to talk about the Big 12.
Dallas score.
We're going to talk about the Big 12 basketball teams. Notre Dame 6, UCLA 7, Georgia 8th, LSU 9th, and Utah jumps up in the top 10 from 18th by mollywhopping Oregon.
Right.
62-20
on the road.
Wow. Yeah.
In Eugene.
Whew. Phil Knight couldn't have it. He didn't have a good night. What? Other notables, Florida State 11th. Clemson is 12th, and they're playing Notre Dame this weekend. Alabama 13th. They'll be playing Georgia. Texas A&M keeps rising. They're 14th. USC, Stanford 17th and 18th. And I have no idea how this happened, but Florida jumps into the top 25. at number 25, but they won't be that long because Ole Miss coming to town this weekend. And Michigan makes their appearance in the top 25 at number 22. Got to give a shout. Oh, and my bad. Hancock spoke to me this morning about him. Got to give him some props. Because I said last week that Mississippi State, and they are in the top 25 as the 21st at number 21. So we'll see how long that lasts. I say I got to give him another week. Hancock said he seems to
I still haven't really seen them play.
Right.
But the thing, I know they played LSU tight. And LSU is getting a lot of love about being, you know, possibly one of the top 10 teams in the nation.
Right.
Mississippi State has done, a lot of times teams play better when there's no spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So we'll see what happens.
They still pick last in the SEC.
Exactly. So that's what I mean. That's why I said no expectations.
Yeah. Every week, right?
No expectations.
I know. NFL power ranking, ESPN, once again. And these are just rankings per week based on some ESPN folks, whoever do it. But
prognosticators.
Yeah, and they got the Patriots number one. And the Arizona Cardinals are actually number two.
Yeah,
their defense is strong.
This was Slick's team last year, but the quarterback situation
is,
I think, this year solidified. And yeah. They're
it's just week three. Carson Palmer got plenty of time to get hurt.
Well, you know, that's what I mean. As long as he's healthy, they're viable.
The Packers are 3, Broncos are 4. Team Peyton Manning with Tiffany.
Team Peyton Manning all day, every day.
The Bengals are 5. We're going to talk about that later.
Let me ask y'all a quick question. How confident are you in any one of those 5 teams in the top 5 right now? Honestly.
I'm confident the ones in the Packers. Called?
Yeah. Besides the Packers. Because they look good, though.
I like Arizona.
I like the Broncos.
I like, I'm telling you. The Broncos with the defense they got.
Their defense is off the hook, man.
They're gonna be a player. Man.
Exactly.
They got 2 shutdown corners.
Exactly. Yeah,
Harris and
Akib.
Yeah, him.
Talib.
I think we all kind of, you know, you don't even want to really get in on the Bengals yet because of what they've always done.
They do this every year.
But they like, play okay in the regular season. But soon the playoffs come. Year. So,
but all you can do is take them at what they are right now. Yeah. So far.
Yeah.
And coming in at number 6, the Dirty Birds on the ATL Falcons. They rose.
You got no hand claps?
Oh, well, no, not yet. We got, I mean, the Cowboys, you know.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Hey, can't hand clap on that.
10 games. I'm looking good on my 10 games.
Yeah.
I'm looking real good on my – I said Falcons would win 10 games.
You did.
They've been behind by double figures in every game.
But hey, they won, though.
No, it's just what I was about to say. In the fourth quarter and have won those games. Now, that's living on the edge.
Hey, or is that learning how to win?
True. One of the – well, we know – well, one of them – the New York game.
You're right.
Yeah.
But you know the rest of them beating Dallas. They beat Dallas.
Dallas
just after the first half it wasn't even.
After they gave them 28 points in the first
half. I just wish some defensive coordinator that they played 3 defensive coordinators that can't find who the hell number 11 is.
Yeah.
I can't. Understand.
Or is he that good?
But you gotta be able to find him. He's running.
Yeah, he is running.
He's just running through secondary.
But we'll get into that topic.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Coming in number 7, Slick Money called this. He said Seattle will turn it around, and they're coming in at number 7. I don't know what Chancellor did this week, but they just played the Bears. So
they've been in the Super Bowl.
They've been in the Super Bowl again?
Absolutely.
Okay. But they they came in. They come in at number 7.
I'm telling you, baby.
And number 8 is the can I say this? The Michael Vick led Pittsburgh Steelers coming in at number 8.
It's not looking good. Right
let's hold that time.
Hold it up.
Yes, hold
that. Is the score the same?
Yeah.
No, don't talk about him leading them nowhere yet.
3-0.
7-3.
No, it's 7-3 Baltimore.
That's
why I say don't talk about Vick leading nowhere.
Plenty of time, man. Plenty of time.
Don't talk about Vick leading nowhere. Cam Newton, Panthers, and number 10, the Buffalo Bills. I'm surprised Buffalo are playing the way that they're playing. Their defense is off the hook. Great quarterback play, Tyrod Taylor. And we, you know.
Man, I got to get that boy his props.
Got to give him some props. And D-Will have picked him up on fantasy.
Ooh,
so,
boy, yes, sir.
Who would have ever thought pick up. That?
Good pick
up. NBA training camp started this week. Media day was Monday. Mm-hmm. And they had something on ESPN. They showing the Clippers, new faces, same pressure, same this, you know, and all this other kind of stuff. The Hawks will be practicing at UGA in Athens. They started Tuesday. But guess what else happened Tuesday?
What?
Derrick Rose got hurt.
Of course.
Derrick Rose, hey, listen.
Don't say he got hurt.
He's having surgery.
He got elbowed in the face.
He got elbowed in the face and broke an orbital bone. That's
soft.
Okay.
He broke his face.
Right, well,
he's
soft. You're right. He didn't get hurt.
Yes.
He's having surgery and he'll be out 4 to 6 weeks.
He's not going to be out. He's going to wear a mask. Because the season starts when? In what? Four to six weeks. He'll be back, so leave him alone.
Well, the thing about it is that the NBA, in their health benefits, are getting tired of pushing claims through for Derrick Rose.
For real. His doctor bills are high.
I really don't know what to say about it.
Dude, he got hit in the face. It
elbowed in the face.
Elbow.
Yeah.
How many of them get elbowed on the face on the regular?
A lot of people. That's why they always got the mask on.
Right, but they don't all have to have orbital bone surgery.
He's soft.
Yeah.
And you gonna hold on. You started it by preferencing Derrick Rose got hurt.
Well, I mean, I'm reporting the news.
It keeps happening.
I'm reporting the news. That's what we do.
If he wasn't going to say it, I was going to say it in the word on the street.
I already know.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was going to be said.
Also in Athens, to get out there, Rose, Isaiah McKenzie. It's not even worth talking about, right?
Nah, it's not.
I mean, he just said, I'll kill you to a female.
She rescinded everything now.
Yeah, and this happens at Chili's, so, I mean, I guess... Don't go to Chili's and
PC
you won't
world,
get threatened.
Man, keep telling you.
that's a terrorist even, threat, though.
To say I'll kill you?
Yeah.
You can't say that.
Oh, yeah, you can't say that, bro.
Can't say
well,
that nowhere.
I understand that. But
he said he would go get his boys to come back and kill her. Do you honestly believe he said that?
No.
No.
But my thing is that, Steve, if you're any athlete, you shouldn't be talking like that to nobody anyway.
Very true.
That's my whole point.
I mean, sometimes the content can be taken out of
But this is why social media.
Nah, this is a politically correct world.
Yeah, okay, but call it what you want, but you can't say it in social media because technology just get to everybody faster.
That's what I mean. Right.
But if it wasn't technology 20 years ago, it would have been no big deal.
And I totally agree because you got to understand, man, we can't say certain stuff on him.
Right.
That's exactly my point.
So you can't just go around.
Some girl got arrested for saying that she would kill white cops on Facebook.
Yes.
I think you reported that. But the thing about this is if it wasn't Georgia and Alabama, we wouldn't have heard about it.
Oh, you right.
That's my whole thing.
Now,
if her daddy wasn't important, you wouldn't have heard about it.
It's a lot of variables. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Right, you can keep that. Going and going. But
so that's why you can't say, I'm going to kill somebody.
Bingo.
Oh, I agree.
You just can't say it.
Right. I agree with that.
Even if you want to.
Right. Even racial stuff, you just can't do it no more, man.
Locally, the Falcons beat Dallas this past Sunday. Shout out to all the ATL Dirty Birds who went up to the Big D and represented the Falcons.
It was a lot of people that
a
went.
A lot of people.
Lil Vic went.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
The Hartsfield-Jackson Airport was full of Falcon fans going and coming and all this other kind of stuff. The happening this weekend, the Braves hire or promoted a general manager. They finally got one. Canepola, I can't even pronounce it.
Did they finish last or next last?
The Phillies are last.
Yeah.
So Bray's second to last. And remember when the season first started and he was giving out the record?
Yeah,
and
we were talking.
We 9-1.
I said we were 6-6.
No, y'all were all. You said 9-1.
No, they were never 9-1.
No, they had a
good they must have been 7-1.
No, they had some good record. And we was like, well, talk to us because they got 81 games.
No, 100.
What they won, 50 games?
No, it was more than that. They avoided losing 100. Games this year, so that was
okay.
Good.
So they won. Okay. So they won.
That's impressive, though.
64? Yeah. Do you have a baseball team?
Yes, I do.
Do you have one?
No, sir.
Okay, so
yeah. Oh, I do actually. The Montgomery Biscuits.
There you go.
That's my team.
Yeah.
Montgomery Biscuits.
Also, this weekend, the Dome will be rocking because Houston comes to town with J.J. Watt.
Ooh.
He says he can't find a girlfriend.
Let me go find him.
He dating Wojnarowski. What's her name?
She broke up with him.
Oh, yeah. Did she?
Yeah.
Well, he got the other chick that was soliciting him.
He'll find somebody.
Well, he act like he's 15, so whoever get with him, they gonna end up dropping him.
He'll get a girlfriend after they beat the Falcons.
Ooh.
Yes.
They got a roller derby championship in Atlanta this weekend.
Yeah, that's big.
Y'all remember roller derby?
It was big when y'all was kids.
Yeah.
It was huge. You remember that, Steve? Yeah.
Thunderbirds, yeah.
We used to watch it every Saturday night.
The Blum Bomber, Joni Weston.
I know, right? And finally, Georgia State plays Liberty at the Dome Saturday, and I think they will beat Liberty.
Hey, did the Dreams make it to the playoff?
No.
So they didn't make it?
No.
I'm sorry about that.
I like
no,
the Dreams.
No.
I like it.
But the attendance was up this year.
The attendance was?
Yeah.
Wow. That's impressive. We went to the game.
We did. We was part of that.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, and last but not least, Kennesaw State have their first football bye of the season of their history.
Bye?
They have a bye this week.
They undefeated.
They're 3-0?
The Owls.
Yeah.
Wow. They're in Division 3 or 4.
I have no idea.
17.
But that's a wrap.
Division 17?
The news and notes.
That's like fantasy.
Yeah. They might be playing some middle schoolers.
Yeah.
But they are undefeated.
They beat Steve Ball's team.
For real? In flag football?
No.
No.
Tennessee State.
Oh.
A real college.
Oh, real school.
A real college.
No, East Tennessee.
East Tennessee State.
Yeah, and
they
a West.
They just got football back. They had stopped playing.
My daddy went to Tennessee State.
Howard, did you announce that SMU
that's
went on
HBCU.
Probation?
Mm-hmm.
No, but you can.
No. Is it on your word of street?
Go for it.
The SMU is on probation?
Again.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
No. Larry Brown is on probation again.
Right.
The winningest coach with more teams than anybody in history.
Listen, you talking about John Calipari? Look at his track record.
Yes.
Everywhere he goes, he leaves it in shambles.
Wow. Maybe that's wrong with Derrick Rose and Calipari.
He's 75 years old.
Yeah.
Retreat. Is he really?
He's 75?
75.
Wow.
He looked pretty good though for his age.
He's rich.
He does.
Yeah.
That's what money do to you.
Yeah, but he's too old.
Get the diamond cream facials.
All right, now it's time to jump into this college football open discussion.
Hey.
I like this. We're going to start with D because he liked this song.
Yeah. Oh.
Game balls and busters. D Will, it's on you, baby.
Hey, I'm rolling with my boy this week, Leonard Fournette.
Game ball.
Hey, game ball. He's a beast of a man.
244.
Hey, he is a beast of a man. He is. But do you know this? He's only third in the country in total rushing yards. Third.
Wow.
With all those yards he's putting up, he's just third.
So they're not talking about the two guys above him in front of him then?
Nah, we're not talking about that.
So I think he's at 600 and some yards in three games.
But here's the other thing. He has one game less than everybody else.
Right, because
they got lightning out.
Hopefully this don't happen tonight.
But still. So basically, if he played another game, he would be lead.
Right. Be at 900 yards.
Who were they playing?
Podunk State?
Yeah. Poker Bean County University.
Exactly. All right, but my buster, Auburn football program.
The whole program?
The entire football program. Because here's my thing. If you're going to bench your starting quarterback in the third, in the fourth game when you're 2-1, and your backup quarterback only puts up 9 points, no touchdowns. What are you? So you're telling me your starting quarterback can't score 9 points and put up no touchdowns and lose?
I agree.
Busters.
All right, Tip. What you got? Game ball.
All right, game ball. I got a 1A and a 1B.
Okay.
My 1A, we don't even talk about this school. San Jose State, their running back, Tyler Irvin. They gave the ball to him 42 times. And he ran for 300 yards and had 3 touchdowns. So I'm going to get that to him. And then Boykin, TCU's quarterback, right. They played Texas Tech. And they put up some crazy points. Right. But dude threw the ball 54 times and never threw an interception. So to throw the ball that many times, you get a game ball for that one for sure. He had 4 touchdowns too. My busters. I got 2 busters, too. my first busters is BYU because they played Michigan and didn't put up no points. And they didn't put up any points for the first time since 2013. So for them to go out there after coming out this season and making people like Slick drink the Kool-Aid and having me walk past sniffing it, like for them to put up a gooseneck like that, busters.
Busters.
My other busters, Georgia Tech, man, how in the beginning of the season they have all these expectations and looking as good as they do, and they have completely fallen off. This past weekend, they got beat by Duke. Like, really?
Go Blue Devils.
They getting scored on by teams, offenses, defenses, and special teams.
The fighting Cutcliffe.
So, Georgia Tech, busters.
All right. Y'all want to give a quick update for hand go?
Yeah, touchdown, Pittsburgh. Michael Vick just threw a hell of a block on a reversal by Le'Veon Bell, 9-7 with 2 to go in the second.
Did you say Bell scored?
Yeah, touchdown.
Fantasy.
Yeah.
I like that. Keep giving me some report, brother.
All right, Han, it's on you. What's the game ball?
Game balls to the Michigan Wolverines and the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Mississippi State, nothing is expected from them, but like I said to you, I think sometimes without expectations, you can look at a team start to play a little bit better. Not to say they're going to really do anything as far as a national contention or anything like that, but I think they're a better football team than what they were, you know, first classified as. Michigan, look at Jim Harbaugh. College to me, college and high school, whatever, where he is where he would thrive. And in even pros, don't get me wrong, I think he can be a good pro coach, but not for a very long time.
Right.
Because way you talk to men, you can talk to
young men.
You know, adolescents, you know, young adults and treat them a certain way. But men sometimes don't take kindly to being, you know, controlled in that way.
Right.
So I think with him at Michigan, the turnaround is going to be quick. We've seen that. We saw what he did at Stanford. Mm-hmm. You know, before he got to Stanford, Stanford was an afterthought.
Right.
And Michigan had pretty much become that same thing. But, you know, the way he has them going and getting on track now, it's you're not going to want to go down to Auburn in a couple of years.
Yep.
So those are my two buses.
The big house.
What you got for buses?
Buses, you can just put Auburn down. Don't matter. The rest of it, probably the rest of the show.
So
it's just, they are.
Every
I
week.
Mean,
bags.
When
get,
we talk,
get to them.
Yeah, when we talked about them earlier, and, you know, again, not to keep belaboring this and say, you know, the offense, I thought was going to turn around. I thought the offense would be this, and I thought Jeremy Johnson was that. Apparently, you saw something different. You said, I don't know that. And I give you that. It's just to see a program go from being a perennial player in the SEC and have a national following to fall the way they're falling, it's got to be something else. Because it didn't change the offense. This kid knew the offense from last year.
3 years.
Yeah, so, I mean, to go from where they were and the expectations they had to now, just, I mean, they look horrible.
Listen, they're fool's gold. Because think about this. Cam Newton came through, right?
Yeah.
What was their record 2 years, the year after, and 2 years after. They went 8-3, and then they came back and went 3-9. Mm-hmm. So they have been fool's gold, and then they lucked up and had the play against Georgia, the kick six against Bama, and made it to another national championship. So they weren't good that year. They started
They were getting lucky.
They started that year outside the top 25 preseason. Yeah. So they weren't a good team coming in.
And
so
they're fool's gold. And I won't dispute that, but to look at them and say they were in the national championship game two times out of the last how many years? Like 4 to 5 years?
It was like 4 years.
When you look at programs like
five years.
Look at programs like Georgia, you know, and all those teams that never even get there. It may have been fool's gold, but what I'm saying is they did it. You know. And these teams that we talk about every year that you know, they're not making it. Yeah. And for Auburn to fall, when you go to that's automatic recruiting. You see what I'm saying? Your program automatically recruits nationally. So people say, well, maybe I can go down to Auburn. You know, you go and meet with Mudder. She want to, you know, it's cool.
And
you
they got him. They're on the roster.
That's what I'm saying. So for them to not play the way they should be playing with, they got to have athletes. They got to have some 4 and 5 stars on their team.
Oh, it's plenty. Sure. It's plenty.
Oh,
of
my
them.
Gosh. Yeah.
And they're not playing like, and especially when we look at Muschamp coming in. And, you know, I talked about him being able to defend conventional offenses. It didn't happen. Mm-mm. And to me, I'm just shocked. So Auburn is my GOAT right now. With Buster, whatever you call him.
They going to stay there all year.
Yeah, just keep them circled right there.
Keep them circled right there. All right,
I love it. Love it.
Go ahead, Slick.
Hey, why did we harp on that for so long?
He's okay, Slick.
I mean, that was
because
one of my,
you know, he can't stand Auburn D. Yeah. You know that he was going to run with
that's
that.
That's one of my Final Four teams.
Exactly. That's why we did it.
I didn't even realize that.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, that's okay. But if they run the table and go 10-2,
they still ain't getting there.
But they're finishing top 10. But D, y'all won loss away from having two losses, too.
We there.
So it is what it is.
We don't look like Auburn.
Okay. We'll just stay off Auburn until the end of the season. Okay, let's go, Harvard.
Game
ball goes to Mississippi State. I'm like Hancock and Ole Miss, the state of Mississippi, rocking the house right now. And I think they get both win this weekend. Ooh. I like Mississippi State to go in, upset Texas A&M. Right. And I like Ole Miss to take care of Florida. So the Mississippi State continues
to rise
both teams.
So they just got in the top 25, so they'll keep going up.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So
they go do what Ole Miss did the year last year.
They would actually both of them did.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, so
they wouldn't beat a horrible Auburn team, right?
Horrible.
Yeah. Okay. So Mississippi State did good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Buster.
Short for
all of.
Can Tiffany go to the bathroom real quick on this one?
Oh.
Oregon Ducks.
Oh, you know what?
There's another one of my Final Four teams.
Was it?
Yeah. It was. And I told him, don't even pick them. And he was like, stick with me. And I'm like, uh-uh.
So I got Ohio State still left, and I got Baylor. And I had Oregon Ducks and Auburn.
Ooh.
So two of my teams are getting crushed. So they both like Steve Busters right now. Yeah. Oregon, to lesson my school, 62. What they usually do on folks in your yard, they should shut their program down.
They don't need no new uniforms.
Yeah, no more. They should just wear one color for the rest of the year.
As punishment.
Don't get it.
As
no punishment. More new uniforms.
You don't let nobody come to your park and put 60 on you.
They don't deserve it.
Right. You don't even do that in the NFL.
They don't deserve it.
College, high school, or nothing.
They need to take all their wings off the uniform.
All their wings.
Yep. Just take the wings.
Yeah.
Yep.
Clip them.
Absolutely.
I'm just disappointed, man. Two of my teams are basically gone, and I got to bank on the team that I picked to win the national championship to really do it, so I don't feel bad.
Mm. Cool. All right, my buster for what number? Baller, I'm sorry. UCLA.
They had a squad.
They rocked the house.
Final Four.
I can't believe BYU played them so good,
but
man.
I think they was looking ahead, I think.
Okay.
They had to be looking ahead. Because I'm thinking Arizona from the week before, Arizona can play. Arizona can put points up. So I'm like, UCLA just went in there and just ran roughshod over them. So
and
they put up 56 on them. Yeah.
Losing their best defensive player in Miles Jack, and they still play well. I was shocked.
That's their best football player, period.
Yeah, Rosen did his thing. Jordan Payton did his thing as a receiver at 7 receptions, 136 in the touchdown. So shout out to UCLA, one of my Final Four picks. I think they're going to be in for a tough go over this week. They got Arizona State, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this going to be a tough one.
And they always play each other tough.
It's going to be a tough game.
So, but my Buster. The Big 12 football.
Oh, my God.
If I wanted to watch basketball scores, I just wait in November.
Serious.
I mean. Because
that's what you're getting.
I'm thinking it's a halftime score in basketball.
It's stupid.
And if it's in the Dean Smith days, that's the whole game.
I'm saying in today's game, it's the whole game.
I mean, 55-52, the under and over was 79. They had 107 points. Mm-hmm. Does anybody we'll get to that.
But, yeah, it's coming.
But the thing about it is that is that really football?
No.
Or is it just flag 7-on-7?
They just play offense. No defense is being played.
Is it 7-on-7?
That's exactly
what it is. Are they going to start a new league or something?
That's exactly what it is.
Is it a 7-on-7 league that we don't know about? Tiffany, I might need you to check on that.
I actually watched the Texas Tech game against TCU.
Yeah,
I actually watched that game.
I was watching it too.
It was pretty entertaining.
It was entertaining. They were playing no defense. It was all offense. It was an offensive show.
But when it got down to the fourth quarter, it was some defense. They just made plays.
Slick.
Defense.
55
they was not
points.
Playing no defense.
Hold on.
Hey, hold on, man.
It was not playing no
defense.
There's
some SEC team be scoring 40 points, man. And Ole Miss been scoring.
Man, TCU scored that every week, though.
Hold on. Bama let them boys come
in. Five turnovers. Five. That wasn't no five turnovers
it
in that game.
It does not matter.
Yes, it does,
D.
Slick. That does matter. That matters a lot.
Ole Miss been scoring 70 every week.
But listen, five turnovers. You get five extra possessions in a football college, game, you better score.
College football is more about pitch and catch now.
And that's exactly what it is.
So if y'all should have been down player, come on, man, let's be realistic.
Because
Ohio State put 50 in three of their games in a row in the national championship run.
But what I'm saying is if there are teams ranked together, because those are teams that playing, you know, limited competition. TCU and Texas Tech. This is an in-state rivals. The competition can't be that much of a difference if you're recruiting from the same state. Remember TCU put up 80 last year.
How they just got those offenses. They can score, man.
Yeah. They ain't got no defense, but that just to me.
And it's funny, one of them going to be in the championship game.
And they may.
They're going to make the Final Four, one of those
teams.
They're
going to finally see some defense.
Right. They're going to finally play some real teams.
They're going to finally see some defense.
It's going to be a boring game.
But you know what's fun that you said it hard? The last 2 or 3 years when those teams made it to bowl game, they pounded everybody.
Probably, yeah. But right now.
I'm in some SEC schools.
We talking about that means something.
That was just last year.
Yeah, we talking about that means something.
I think it did it a year before that, too.
Nah, a year before that, SEC been killing people in bowl game. Last year was the first year the SEC went to bed in bowl game.
Wow. I think that the trend stops. I think everybody's going to catch up with everybody.
They probably will, but I just.
This happened because teams couldn't compete with big athletes. And what they started doing was spreading folks out.
That's how you get scores, Steve.
But that was what was happening with schools when they couldn't recruit against the power teams. And to give them a puncher's chance, they started spreading people out. Mm-hmm. It all began a little bit back with Boise. Boise, when
right,
they started
absolutely.
Doing it.
Against Oklahoma in the bowl
that's
game.
When
it,
absolutely, right.
Like, well, wait, proposed to the girls.
We can't line up and
knock
them
in the mouth. Right.
So what we'll do is we'll put that big boy in space and see if he can cover. And we'll spread them out in line and we'll run draws and we'll keep them on the field. The biggest thing is people don't substitute. You don't get to – if you get a defense in a bad count, mm-hmm. you can keep them on the field. Mm-hmm. And they're in trouble. What happens with the big boys playing – 10 plays, and you win 310, 320, 350, 360, it's hard to keep coming.
And that's why they changed the rule this year. If the offense substitutes, the defense is allowed to
exactly,
substitute. They'll hold the ball.
Right, I think
keep them on the field, it's a problem.
Yes, it is.
I think the defense never catches up with the offense until playoff time.
That's a good point. And regular season.
Yeah, regular
you're
season.
You're going 1 week.
Yeah. So I just think this. You're going to always have score. NFL is up. Look at some of the teams in the NFL.
They
scoring.
Run the same. They run the same play plays.
Except they play Arizona in the Jets. Yeah, you ain't scoring on them.
But you can see it. Like if you watch that game, Green Bay game the other day, all they're doing is college like plays. He comes to the line,
absolutely.
He counts the box, and they might have a run play call. But if he counts the box and you got 2 men in there to stop the run,
they just raise up and hit
the man in the backfield. Yep.
And the two wide receivers all night long.
They'll have a three set. Two wide receivers just start blocking. The ball's in the air. As long as he gets the
it's
ball.
It's illegal. Before. We ain't going to get into it. It's illegal.
Exactly. You're not supposed to be able to block. But if the ball is in the air prior to the contact, they let it go. And all they're running is just a long handoff.
That's all it is.
And you just count numbers. And with the quick release that your boy has in Green Bay, it's just it's unfair.
It is
unfair.
It's sick. It's really sick. All right, who got more pressure on them, Georgia, Alabama? We're going to start with you, Han.
Bama, to me, has the pressure on them because if they lose, they're out of the national hunt.
All right.
Georgia can lose and still go. Win.
Tiffany, what you say?
Bama, it ain't no expectations on Georgia. It's always expectations on Bama. So Bama needs to win because, like Hancock said, if they lose, it's a wrap.
Oh, pressure's on Bama, and they will deliver this week.
And I'm sorry, but I disagree with everybody. Pressure's on Georgia because they've never been in this position. Bama has not been – this is the first time we're not a favorite in 72 straight meetings.
Since 2009.
72 straight meetings. So, Georgia, you're supposed to win this game. So, if you don't win it
– caveat to what you said. They've been in this position. They haven't come through.
True, absolutely.
That's what you mean.
That's the same thing.
Yeah, same thing.
They've never come through.
Hold on. Do you expect Georgia to step up in this moment?
No, I don't.
That's my point. Yeah, so the pressure is on them because they never have. This is the year that Georgia's supposed to.
I think higher than you can go out there. I think the odds maker know they finna play a trick on people right here.
And they know we are lacking at quarterback. What do you really expect from us at that position?
But let me ask you. Everybody keeps saying Georgia quarterback is so cold, right?
Come on, thank you.
Oh, I'm just being honest with you. Georgia ain't played nobody, man. Look at their schedule.
Nobody.
Look at Alabama's schedule. They going to get a real test Saturday. I mean, a real NFL 8 front coming at them going to be tough. Mm. And I just think Georgia going to choke. I just truly believe they are.
Grayson Lambert going to have to win the game.
We're going to talk about that because that's big. My perspective on this, I think nationally the pressure's on Bama because two losses put you out of the race, possibly.
Possibly, right.
You need a whole lot of help.
Right.
But
and the bias, though.
They've
been dominant so long. The first thing that voters going to say is, well, they lost two.
Yeah.
And they're not going to give them the benefit.
Exactly.
Right. Which is wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not fair. But I'm telling you, that's what it is. I was listening to a show today, and they said, I don't know who it was, what show I was listening to. It's almost like you can hear people pulling for Georgia.
Oh, yes, no doubt.
Yeah, so they can share the deck. They want Alabama out of the way.
The Wicked Witch dead. That's right. What they want them dead.
Did you go back and listen to the show? I truly said, I think a team going to get in the Final Four with two losses.
You said that.
And I bet you it's going to be Alabama going to get in there with two losses or another team from another conference or either one team that's going to have two losses. So I don't. If Bama lose, I don't think they're really out of it.
Look at our remaining schedule. Look at our remaining schedule.
What I'm saying.
That's why I say the pressure's not really mounting.
Nationally, I think it's on Bama.
I still think it's on Bama.
But program wise, it's on Georgia.
Yeah, right. I agree. Yeah,
program wise, because
and I'm gonna be honest,
they've never come through. I think they should, on this stage.
I think they should fire Mark Richt if he don't do nothing this year. I swear he should. It's a waste of talent, man.
Him
and he sit up there so calm and say the same thing every year. You got to win these
games.
But
you know what's going on with that, and we got to move on from this. As long as he could keep putting these folks in the NFL and they keep giving back to Georgia. They can't stop that money train.
As long as he's at Georgia.
So that goes to Calipari, too. That's the same thing, same theory.
Calipari wins, though.
He went undefeated and lost, man.
Hey, man, that happens, man.
He got a national championship.
Yeah, you're here.
Given day.
Basketball's different from football, man.
All right, let's go. Let's go. Well, we don't even want to talk about Oregon, I guess.
No, yeah, let's skip that. Yeah, let's skip.
For what?
Tiffany got to go to the bathroom. Yeah, so she ain't got to go. Let's just skip it. Yeah.
All right, then we basically just talked about the Big 12 and football.
Can I get my answer?
Go ahead.
No.
Do you respect the Big 12 football?
No,
Tiffany.
No, they haven't played anybody. Like they have like what, six undefeated teams, but they haven't played anybody.
Horace. And she's right. But what, actually, what's wrong with the Pac-10? They do the same thing.
Pac-12.
No, I'm talking about the Pac-12. Yeah, they do the same thing. They've been doing it for years.
Hey, ask me the same question about the Pac-12.
Hey, how about the Pac-12?
Do you respect?
No.
But nobody never said anything.
But maybe we have
UCLA.
Maybe next week
we'll do Pac-12.
Hey. USC went on the road and scored almost 50 points at Arizona State. Mm-hmm. That never happens, man, at Arizona State.
That's one of my picks for Final Four, but They
score a lot of points. The only a conference that don't score a lot of points is the SEC, but they got a few that does.
Right.
Even the Division II and III scoring points, man.
Do you respect Big 12 football?
Nah, I don't. I don't respect anything left of Mississippi.
Preach. Well, that goes to your Pac 12. It's left for the Mississippi.
But let me ask you something. What division is Bowling Green in?
The Mountain West?
No, I think they're in the
MAC.
They're in the MAC.
Bowling Green, Northern Illinois, those type schools are getting major play now. Same style, scoring like they retarded, just folks just running everywhere. And this is the new wave, man. You got to score in college football.
What they going to win?
Nothing.
Absolutely. I totally agree. They'll never get in. That's why I think the field should be 8 or 12 for teams like that can get in. One of those Cinderella teams needs to get in, and we probably won't live to see it. Your kids might see it. But they're eventually going to add more teams to the tournament. You got to.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't respect that. I mean, I watch basketball.
But can I ask you, hey, can I ask you a question, Har? If Georgia and Alabama play this weekend, the score is 45-40, is that the same thing?
It's the way that they play, though. It's the way that they play the game.
But Steve told you. Told you the reason why they play that way.
Right, but
is that right, Steve?
Right, but
right.
these two
ain't finna spread nobody out.
They play
right.
They ain't finna spread nobody.
That's what scares me.
They just gonna man on man. Who's the toughest? Tackle, throw, catch, football.
Yeah,
that's what they gonna do. And I doubt if they got the on the over at 54, and it probably ain't gonna even reach 30.
Yeah,
especially with the weather.
Yeah.
Well, then they blame it on the weather, but I think on a dry field, the points is going to be up too.
Another caveat to that is that the defenses now don't get to hit like they used to.
Absolutely don't.
Problem with not during the game, I mean, leading up to games, you can only hit so many times during the spring.
You got
can't
hours.
So you can't, the tackling and all, it's suffering. Defensive football is suffering big time because even in the pros, you can see it. You know, and then watching Leonard Fournette run through people the other day, tossing people over his shoulder, that does not happen if you teach tackling. I don't care what you say. They're not tackling. People just running and banging and bumping.
It looked like old school football, Herschel Walker coming out of his jersey type stuff.
But even they had form. Bill Bates got run over, but he had form to go down and go, you know, he just was a man against a boy.
Right.
He got trucked.
He did. A man against a boy, but he went down to make a play. These boys here, they going for rides.
Yeah.
They trying to reach.
Michigan will be back this year, next year.
They back now.
Right now?
Right now. Like, Harbaugh has them. Well, what are we saying? Okay, are we saying will they be a contender or will they be relevant?
Back relevant as a contender.
Next year as a contender. But they're relevant now.
Okay, Tiffany, what you
saying? I was going to say, yeah, they're relevant right now, but they'll be really contending next year.
So Urban Meyer need to watch out.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Hey, what you
I want to see a little bit more because what I saw with Harbaugh do at Stanford, I remember when we knew that Stanford was back, when USC went in there to play them, and he whooped their butt. If he plays with Ohio State at the end of the year, they back if they get there anyway. But I think, to me, that's what I'm looking
for. If that game means something.
Right. That then I
because
say,
yeah, they wouldn't have
year a, early. They'll be a year, early, be a year if that, early. If that game means something, they'll be a year
gotcha.
Early.
Gotcha. Slick, what you say?
I agree with Tiffany and D-Will. They're relevant now, but it ain't going to matter until next year and the year after that. I think the pendulum is swinging. Michigan and Ohio State, them schools going to be the SEC teams in the Midwest and up north.
Right.
And they're going to be prepared to play the SEC teams come January 1st, January 12th. They're going to be more prepared because I'm telling you, Harbaugh and Urban Meyer will be contending with the SEC every year going forward.
Gotcha. All right, here we go. We'll do this real Georgia Bama real quick. D-Will, we'll start with you. Blank wins the game if they do what?
Bama wins the game if we get sufficient quarterback play. We don't need him to win the game, but just be comparable. Do your job. Like, when there's a pass to be made, make it. When there's a play to be made, make it. Like, go to Tiffany.
Dang, dude, it's like that.
Yeah, man. If y'all follow me on Facebook, you see how I feel about our quarterback position. Right?
Put me in the game, coach.
Don't worry about
you it. You feel how?
I ain't worried about D-Will this weekend.
I know, right?
Oh, my God.
I was scared you cut your wrist and stuff like that. You're okay,
dude. I'm good. Okay.
Tiffany, blank wins the game if they do what?
Georgia wins the game if Lambert is basically perfect.
He going to have to be that.
Yeah. Like, yeah, and if Bama can't stop Nick Chubb. Because Nick Chubb has the chance to run all over them if they can't stop him. Because he's a beast.
It's gonna be hard.
That's my Heisman sleeper. So, if Bama can't stop Nick Chubb, watch out. Georgia winning.
Call him Chubb Rock. Hancock. Okay. Blank wins the game if they do what?
Bama or Georgia win the game if they control the line of scrimmage. That's gonna be the point right there. Whoever controls the line of scrimmage. Because it's going to be whoever can run the football. And the quarterback just has to make maybe one or two plays, but whoever controls the line of scrimmage.
It's that key play.
That's what I mean. That key play. Whoever makes that big throw, whether it's a third down play or whatever, but it's going to be contingent on who controls the line of scrimmage.
And I'm going to say some crazy-ish right now. That key play, I give the edge to Georgia.
Because of wide receivers?
Because of the quarterback.
Quarterback? I think.
He's 45 for 50. Like, and I'm going to tell you, our wide receivers look the way they do because of our quarterback.
Maybe so.
He can't get them the ball. So when they do get the ball, it's like we dropped a touchdown. Calvin Ridley, I know he's a freshman, but he dropped a wide open touchdown. And he doesn't drop those type plays. But we hadn't been able to see that because we hadn't had sufficient quarterback play. Go. Yeah.
Blank wins the game, Slick, if they do what?
Bama, to me, will win the game. We'll win the game off their defense, which will force Georgia quarterback to really show who he is. Because he's been really see some real defense to me. And I think Nick Saban going to bring the house at him. And we're going to see if he's a stud or a dud. And it's going to show. I think he's going to fold. That's just my opinion. Georgia never played well in big games.
I think I'm going to piggyback off Hancock. Georgia or Alabama wins the game, and I think it's going to come down to quarterback play. I think it's going to come down to whichever quarterback can make a play or two that they do not normally make because the running game washes itself out, the backup running game washes itself out, Georgia may have the edge with receivers because the other receiver for Bama is hurt. Mm-hmm. The defense, they mirror each other because if you switch players, put mm-hmm. them on each team, you'll never know the difference.
Yeah, we might be a little deeper on the defensive line coming in on rotations.
Right.
But I feel what you're saying.
The philosophy and things of that nature are the same.
That's what I'm saying. It's a line of scrimmage.
And I think what's going to happen is that by Georgia playing the way that they play, it plays into Nick Saban's hand because he's able to substitute and rotate all of the eight linemen that they have and all of the seven linebackers that they have, and they will be fresher.
Right. So if you're Mark Richt, do you go to the line, just call plays from the line?
That's not your forte.
But you could.
But, I mean, you might have to put that wrinkle in.
You might have to put it in.
You still run your same offense. But what you're doing is keeping them from being able to substitute because that is – a key point to Alabama's
it is.
They got a lot of key people.
Yeah, we rotate. Right. We rotate a lot. But my thing is, that's everybody's philosophy, is to speed Bama up.
And that's why they've been people have been able to – but those spread offense are able to be effective that way.
Effective is one thing when you're scoring points, but you're not winning. We still hadn't lost, Hancock. We were in the Final Four last year. So philosophy sounds good. Hey, this is what we do to beat them because we've seen teams pop up and beat them, but it doesn't win. So why would Georgia do that? Because it wouldn't be beneficial to them.
But you don't have to beat us up front. Right, but they have been beat with teams like Ole Miss and Texas A&M. I'm not saying Georgia is them. That's what I mean. They're not going to be able to spread Bama out like that. But they can keep them on the field if they up-tempo. That's all I'm saying.
Right. That could be the case.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, are you putting the game in Lambert's hand at that point? Right, you're not speeding it up, but has he ever been in a situation to know when to snap the ball at a certain time? Does he, is he in rhythm?
What have they?
Is he, you know what I'm saying?
One thing, but all y'all keep saying is they haven't played anybody. So they could have been working on a lot of stuff.
You're right.
Getting ready for this one. You see
right.
what I'm saying?
I agree.
They didn't have to, they didn't have to really game plan.
I just think it's fool's gold because it looks like it works. Even with Ole Miss this year, 5 turnovers. I don't care what nobody say. That is the game. So that high speed pressure offense, it really don't work. Texas A&M beat us with Johnny Manziel. They ain't beat us since. Mississippi State hadn't beat us since, and they run the spread. Florida hadn't beat us since, and they run the spread offense.
But I
understand where you're coming from, but it doesn't win the game.
But this is what I think is saying. We'll have a better chance if we do it.
I understand.
Way.
I agree.
You see what
I
I'm saying?
Just,
yeah,
we'll have
I
a better
strategy.
Right.
I agree with that.
We'll have a better chance because I know I'm not stronger than you.
Yeah.
I know I'm not satisfied.
Well, back to the context of what we're talking about. If Georgia tries that, they lose by 30. That's my point because their only hope, because they are a mirror image of Bama, is to play that way. If they get outside the concept.
And I understand what you're saying, Han, and by coming to the line trying to keep them off, but how they go if they snap it early
but you
and get behind the chain.
Right, but you're not snapping it early. You're keeping it on the field. Now, if Bama runs folks in and out, you snap, you got a free play.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, I'm not saying just, you know, doing well, Oregon up and up and up. What I'm saying is come to the line and keep Bama on the field. Because you can't sub if I don't sub.
But I'm saying if you still take the 45 seconds off the play clock, I'm getting rest. If you standing up there and you just looking to the sideline the whole time waiting on the play come in, I'm not really exerting any energy. So those guys on the field are resting.
Okay.
Yeah, it's almost like defeating the purpose at that point.
Really? You still stand in the huddle for that?
I mean, I understand. It's a wrinkle, and, you know, we'll see it play out Saturday night. Can't wait to see it. It's going to be raining, so –
it's going to be nasty.
Yeah, so people running in and out of the field may slip and fall in the mud.
And one thing, we didn't say turnover. We said weather, but turnovers could be.
And listen, that's what I'm saying. We have an issue with those.
One other thing, your kicking game has suffered.
Yes.
I didn't even think about that, but that's one thing you had to watch. Your kicking game has been suspect.
Listen.
In the rain.
And J.K. Scott, our punter, went from the number one punter in football, not in college. He had the number one average in pro, overseas, in Canadian football, or anything. And he has come back this year, and he shook. I really think our kicking game has mental issues. They have mental issues. Not physical, but mental issues.
All right, but that's it on the college football roundtable discussion. Great topics. Great discussion. We feel bad for Oregon. They need to just wear one uniform
for the rest
of the season.
Shut up, D. I'm going to slap you.
Michigan, we'll see. They looking strong, but every week something different happens. So we'll see what happens. But now it is time for the word on the streets by the Jewel of Sports. Give you something real nice to go with it.
Welcome to the Word on the Street with the Jewel of Sports. We are powered by Bleacher Report, and we are sponsored by hashtag Real Talk Tees. D, what's that website?
www.realtalktees.bigcartel.com.
Appreciate you. Let me jump into some ice cold facts for you. NBA, happy birthday to Scottie Pippen. He turned 50 years old, and he is the only player in NBA history to rank in the top 10 in steals, the top 30 in assists, and the top 100 in blocks. So happy birthday, Scottie.
And to spend $5 million.
Man.
On the jet that he never used.
Man.
Hey, he said 50 to new 33.
Some other NBA ice cold facts for you. We spoke about Derrick Rose and his new injury. An ice cold fact about him. His MVP season was 2010-2011 season. He played 81 of 82 games. Since then, he's only played in 100 out of 312. Like, just flat out injury prone.
He might be with the Illuminati, Mike.
Just
injury
in the corporate world, you done ran out of leave after.
You sure did, right? It's time for you to get the boot, man.
Yeah, you still getting negative checks.
I think Illuminati, man. Bill came due.
Something ain't right, man. All right, let me get some NFL ice cold facts for you. The Atlanta Falcons are the first team in NFL history to start 3-0 after trailing in the fourth quarter of every game. Also, Julio Jones, he set an NFL record for most receptions through his first three games with 34, and he also is the first player in league history to record 135 or more receiving yards in his team's first three games. So shout out to Julio. Baltimore Ravens, they are 0-3 for the first time in their team's franchise history. So hopefully they'll try to turn that around tonight, but it's not looking too good because right now they are losing to the Pittsburgh Steelers 13-7. Let me jump into some athlete word on the street for you. The NFL, they are back to fining people for real stupid stuff. They just recently fined tight end of the Chicago Bears, Martellus Bennett, $5,787 because they said his cleats were too black.
That's the black unicorn. That's his nickname.
He wears Jordan cleats, and he blacks out. Like, he colors the Jordan on there. He blacks them out, basically.
That's against the rules.
Yeah, they said his shoes were too black. So, yeah, he going to get fined every time he wears those. NBA athlete word on the street for you. Golden State Warriors head coach Steve Kerr. He has had a couple back surgeries this past summer, and he has had to take a leave of absence in order to recover. And he has named Luke Walton as interim head coach.
Did he get Derrick Rose to fill out his leave of absence paperwork?
Y'all leave my man alone.
Right, I hope bad, so, because he get extra leaves of absences if he do. Hey, he get extra time.
That's big, man. Luke Walton, 35 years old.
Getting a head coach right now.
Hey, 35.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Adidas, they definitely don't want James Harden wearing Nikes anymore because his deal just went into effect today, October 1st, and they sent a truckload of shoes to his house, Adidas, in all different colors.
Literally.
Styles. Like, for real, a big old truck. Yeah. Like, filled with shoes.
It was like 400 pair of shoes.
Yeah, he has every color, every style that he may possibly want. So they don't want him putting his foot in the Nike ever again.
But you know what it is? Every pair was garbage.
They were. They were not. Horrible. They did not look good. Like,
you got to wear that for the next 13 years.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Kardashian family.
But what they paying him?
He don't care.
They could be sandals.
Hey, he don't care.
He going to wear his Jordans in the house.
Hey,
he's gonna wear his Jordans in the house.
All right, some more NBA athlete word on the street for you. Mike Miller, former Miami Heat player, also played with the Cleveland Cavaliers last season after LeBron basically recruited him. He basically just signed a one-year contract with the Denver Nuggets. So we'll see what he'll do next season. Washington Wizards, John Wall, he donated $400,000 to help homeless children in D.C., so shout out to him. Cavs, Iman Shumpert, he is out for at least 3 months. He had to have surgery on his wrist after hitting his hand on the rim and rupturing a tendon in his wrist. So he basically had to have surgery, and he's out for 3 months. Some WNBA news for you. Brittany Griner, her team got knocked out of the playoffs, the Phoenix Mercury, but she actually got a win in court because the judge basically told her wife to exit their house and get all her stuff. She had 20 minutes to get the cops in there with her and get all her stuff and get out. So if you need to catch up on all the dirt with that, check the archive shows on hm3inc.com. Brittany Griner, bad news for her. She is suspended from the start of USA basketball camp from her arrest in April because of that. And the WNBA finals teams are the Minnesota Lynx and the Indiana Fever.
Well, before you go, what makes her domestic violence any different than Hope Solo?
Preach.
I mean, well, she got suspended, so I mean, so it's not, they're not treating it different.
Hope Solo beat her mama.
She never got suspended for, she played in the what was that?
They suspended her for friendlies.
Yeah, she had to sit out.
No, she played in that World Cup.
She played in the World, but she was suspended before in the games before that. They had little friendly games before that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bingo. You heard me say that.
And they suspended her for those games instead of the Worlds.
The exhibition games.
But Brittany will be in those games. She just won't. She's suspended for like camp. So they did basically the same thing. Oh. You're going to play when it matters,
okay,
but we're going to sit you out when it don't matter.
Okay. Oh,
so they're doing it the same way, basically.
Okay.
Tennis news. Serena Williams, she has not played tennis since her shocking loss in the U.S. Open semifinals, and she has now withdrawn from her last two tournaments this year. She said that she needs to recover from a bunch of injuries that she's been struggling with all season. But honestly, I think she has a bruised ego since she lost, and that motivation ain't there.
She wanted that Serena slam more than what she put on.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, so now she's just like, I don't even want to play right now. She's kind of pouting. But NCAA news real quick. The court has rejected the proposal to pay athletes $5,000 a year. So them college kids won't, them college athlete kids will not be getting paid.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Get back to Robin.
Do y'all know who is pushing behind that? Who is the main force behind that?
Who?
Steve Spurrier.
Interesting to know.
Steve Spurrier was one of the main people. His proposal was for $4,500 to the players. But guess where he wanted this money to come from?
Where?
Out of the coaches' salaries. He wanted them.
They can afford it.
Exactly. They can afford it. But he's like the coaches. He did this at this year's SEC meetings. This year. And they turned it down.
He's trying to get a job after you leave.
You hear him? Because he's over with it in coaching.
Yeah, he's
been very political right now.
I got a little funny athlete war on the street for you. The New York Jets and Dolphins play in London this Sunday, and part of the New York Jets equipment that they are having shipped to London is 350 rolls of 2-ply toilet paper. So I'm guessing the toilet paper in London isn't the business because they
ain't got toilet paper.
I guess they need some Charmin over there.
They only got 1-ply?
I think so. If they have it 350 rolls shipped,
it might get a rash
with the equipment.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that why European?
Never mind. See, let me jump into some hot rumors on the street for you real quick. The 2020 Olympics are in Tokyo, and they are recommending that baseball and surfing be added to the Tokyo Games. So I'll keep you posted on if that happens. NBA hot rumors. Kevin Love has had a sneaker deal with a China-based brand called 361 Degrees, and that agreement has come to an end. Hot rumor on the street is he is expected to sign a deal with Nike. He will not get his own shoe, but he would wear the Hyperdunk 2015 PE colorways.
I was going to say, if James Harden is not Nike, how is Kevin Love?
Because Kevin Love not getting a shoe. They just trying to get an athlete on there.
They just want to wear Nike.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. NFL hot rumors, Wes Welker. He's not in the NFL right now, but he worked out for the New York Giants. And Coach Tom Coughlin said he is leaving the door open to signing him if he wants to join the team. So basically the ball is in Wes's court. Last NBA hot rumor on the street for you. Michael Beasley, he has not been picked up by an NBA team, so he's trying to get back on with the China team that he played with during the 2014-2015 season. He played 37 games with the Shanghai Sharks, and he's basically trying to get back on with them, so we'll see how that goes for him. And that's a wrap on your word on the street with the Jewel of Sports. We are powered by Bleacher Report, and we are sponsored by hashtag Real Talk Tees. D, what's that website?
www.realtalktees.bigcartel.com.
Hey, on that pay athlete, they had a report that they did the minimum amount of money that an athlete is worth, not what we'll pay you, based on revenue that the school takes in. In the state of Texas, or at the University of Texas, based on the revenue that they took in, each athlete will be worth $625,000.
What? Jeez.
This is what they'll be worth. Every athlete that plays in the...
Even the ones that don't play.
The bench riders.
Right. And we're not just talking about foot. We're talking about every athlete.
Wow.
So imagine if college sports was an open market.
So, well, just think about it like this. If you pay every athlete $5,000, right, look at the amount of profit that the schools are actually making.
They're still making money.
Killing. So I don't even see what the problem would be. Now, that's just the University of Texas. At Georgia, based on revenue, it's over $500,000.
That is crazy.
Don't tell them what Bama is, too.
Like, for
that's
real.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm sure it just...
Go, it's going, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's wow. Nuts. It's crazy.
Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
And, hey, they get a scholarship.
But that's the thing. Even if it's a $60,000 scholarship, right, per year.
You know what it is.
You already, you outplay your scholarship if you worth that much.
You outplay your scholarship in the first quarter of the season.
You already know what it is.
You know? Yeah. It's crazy. But, all right, look, so now it's time to football 201. It's time to get down with it. Let's see what I got for y'all. There we go.
All right, all right. Welcome to Football 201, which is sponsored by StreamATL.net. Shout out to Chad, Joe on vacation. Bring your butt back to work, Joe. We are about to get into our fourth term of the season. And tonight we are talking pass interference. Hancock, I need you to jump in and save the day.
I got you.
Pass interference is a foul that occurs when a player interferes with an eligible receiver's ability to make a fair attempt to catch a pass. Pass interference can be tripping, pushing, pulling, or cutting in front of the receiver, covering his face so he can't see the ball, and pulling his hands or arms. If the defender is trying to catch the ball and not focusing on the receiver, some pass interference actions may be overlooked, but it is a 10-yard penalty if it's called. And pass interference can also be called on the offense if the defender is trying to catch the ball and they interfere with that interception play. Hancock, take it away.
Since we're going to stay defensive pass interference, and what Tiff was saying, anytime a receiver is trying to receive the ball, he cannot be touched or interfered with by the defensive player before the ball arrives. If there are caveats to this, because you have, if you're watching college football, the penalty is marked off from the line of scrimmage for 15 yards, I believe is what it is. If you're watching pro football, the interference occurs downfield wherever the contact is initiated. The ball is marked there for a first down. You will get confused on pass interference because on pass interference, it's deemed that it happened to break up a pass play before the receiver had a chance to catch it. But you'll also hear defensive holding, which is when the defender grabs a player. It doesn't even have to be around the ball. But don't get confused on holding versus pass interference. There are some contexts that are deemed inadvertent, like if the receiver and the defender's legs get caught up if they're going down the field. More times than not, that won't be called. And you'll say, well, he still impeded this guy from being able to catch the ball, but they call that in the act. That's just, it just happened. Right. So anyway, pass interference, you cannot touch the receiver before the ball gets in the air, in the vicinity.
Cool.
And that's a wrap on Football 201. Hope you had your notepads out for that fourth term.
Yeah.
Sponsored by StreamATL.net. Shout out, Chad.
Shout out, Chad. Hey, Chad working hard tonight,
Chad
y'all.
Chad working all the cameras, man. Shout out, Chad, for real. He working all three cameras.
They call him James Brown.
Hey,
hardest working man in the show.
Hey, any bartender.
Yeah, you can. There's some water in the refrigerator, too. Yeah. Now it's time to do the game balls and bustles for the NFL. We're going to start with my main man, Slick Bunny. We're going to play one of his favorites. Game ball, busters, NFL. What you got, Slick?
Baller. Old man, Steve Smith.
Senior.
He a junior, right?
Senior.
Senior. Okay.
Yeah, he a man now.
Well, anyway, I don't know his stats, but he did good.
He had 13 catches for a bunch of yards.
Yeah, a bunch of yards. And he scored a few touchdowns.
Two touchdowns, yes.
And
he's the biggest bully in the NFL.
And you know what's funny?
With his little self.
And he's retiring.
He's a bully.
And you know what's funny? The Ravens can't do nothing. They say, you know what? Let's just go to the old man.
Right.
Flacco just threw a touchdown.
Show did.
Did he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To who?
Not Steve Smith.
That would have been a great point
it
right
would
there.
Have.
Yeah, he went to the bathroom.
All right, what you got on Buster?
Buster. Tennessee Titans.
We might have write them out for the rest of the season.
Yeah. What, they 1-3 or 1-2?
I don't know.
But 1-2. Well,
I mean,
they blew a couple leads in two games in a row. Then I watched Mariota look like Bob Starr, get him down the field looking for poise. They go for the 2-point conversion to tie it up. The boy ran the opposite way hard. I mean, how can you go for two going the opposite way?
And he faked the pitch to the quarterback and kept it.
Yeah. I thought you had to go toward the end zone, not the other end zone.
Right.
It's just an embarrassment. I mean, go ahead on.
Kubiak, that's the name? That's their coach? Who they coach?
For who?
Tennessee.
Wizenhunt.
All right, Han, what you got for game ball NFL?
I got to go with the Atlanta Falcons, man. I have seen them come back from 14 or double digits.
What? Did he just say that?
Yeah, I think that deserves
that's his new team. That's his new team.
They have played far and away.
Say, no, say it again. Say it again. I want to hear you say it again.
That the Atlanta Falcons.
There you go.
Yeah, we got a baller, no doubt.
Yeah, you got the Falcons, the Raiders, and Cowboys.
Well, Falcons not my team. Raiders not my team.
No, I'm just saying all these teams are doing well because you said they were.
I didn't say the Falcons were going to do well. Oh. I said with the offensive line woes that they had leading into the season, I did not see this.
They had an offensive line.
These said they was going to do well.
This is why I went against them. I didn't think they could protect Ryan. And I just don't know if anybody else outside the NFL knows that Julio Jones is a bad man. How can you let him just – he like a virus just running through people.
And nobody want to touch
him. And nobody touches him. He's coming off getting free releases. Like he's just killing people. I mean, and Julio's a beast. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But come on, man. You got to see number 11 in red and black.
And he tall. It ain't like he little.
If I'm going to get beat.
Huge.
He big.
If I'm going to get beat.
Right.
11 is not going to beat me. You understand that?
I understand.
Bracket him. Grab him. Something.
Over the top. Something. Underneath.
He's just running through and nobody's touching him.
Hankerson, you better beat me.
Exactly.
Roddy White, you better beat
you
me.
You better
Roddy
beat
me. Roddy White is not existent.
Hancock.
I just don't understand.
Is he the best receiver in the NFL?
He top
two. He's coming. Hold on.
We coming. Oh. But who's your buster?
I got to go with the Cowboys. You don't
same game.
Yeah, no, that's harsh.
You don't have 14 point leads twice, three times in the game.
Brandon Weeden.
And you lose. And the biggest play of the game was the interception that he threw because
he finally threw outside the number.
Right, exactly. Where he rolled out. Why would you move him? And why would you not run the football? They were running through the Falcons defense at will in the first half.
Right.
That sure were.
So why would on first and 10 would you roll him and let him throw back against his body?
Hey,
that was stupid.
They had 5 yard rushing. They had 5 yard rushing second half.
First half. If you watched that game, that first half they had great field position. That's
why the first drive they just went right down the field.
But that's why they had such that's why they were able to use it. Because if you look at Julius, he only had 89 yards.
All in the first half.
He had
three rushes for 85 yards within the first 3 minutes of the game.
And I would have run him and the boy at Arkansas all night long. Yeah,
just pound it.
But like I said, the biggest, that turnover changed the whole complexion of the game. So to me, my buster is the coaching staff, the play calling, and the foul. It just – I mean, not in the Cowboys.
And you know, last year, Willie Moe wouldn't have caught that because he lead the league and dropped interceptions.
Well, and no, you know, last year, what would have happened? They would have been handing the ball to who?
Oh, yeah.
Murray would have got it all day.
All day. Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't, you know, that's what you do. You give the ball to the man, let him run.
Exactly. Well, I don't know about this because he had a hamstring this week. So
I mean, I'm just saying if it was last year.
I got it. All right, Tim, what you got for your game?
Well, I'm going to piggyback off Hancock, and I'm going to say my game ball is going to Devontae Freeman, the running back on the Falcons.
Yeah.
141 yards, 3 touchdowns. He put up 39 fantasy points in fantasy football, and I had him on the bench. But I still won, though.
He's only 5'8", 206 pounds.
He bad boy.
Yes,
yeah,
he is.
He's
and
off
where's
the hunt.
He from?
Florida State.
How about them know?
And my buster, Colin Kaepernick.
Ooh, yes.
That clown.
Ooh.
Was 9 for 19, no touchdown passes, and 4 interceptions. Do you know he put up 5 fantasy points?
Mm. You even?
I had him.
You helped me beat you.
Like, I mean, like he was garbage. He was garbage this week. Mm-hmm. So he was a flat-out buster.
Yes. Mm.
You know the 49ers that we saw that Monday night?
Hey, we were high. Everybody was high.
And this is the real 49ers right here. They might not win another game.
That's what I said about them and Tennessee. I was like, don't even trip off their first weeks because
And now Minnesota like they gang bust. Mm.
Because AD running that ball.
Hey, boy.
Finally, that would be what I say. Just getting the ball. All right, D, what you got, game ball?
Game ball, I'm going with my main man.
Man.
Tyrod Taylor. Buffalo Bills.
They hot.
I think we put him on the map because didn't nobody know who he was before we started talking about him.
No, they did. We put nobody. Tyrod Taylor
I didn't even know who
map.
He was before y'all started talking about him.
But he has made – He has made the Buffalo Bills a legitimate contender in the AFC East.
Yeah, he had two.
They got a good defense, too.
That's the thing. See, they not only have a good defense, they have the best defensive line in the NFL.
Yeah.
All right? They got Jets debatable.
Right there too. Yeah, Jets right there.
Jets right there, too. Yeah. But I'm going to put something together to you. Rex Ryan. Yeah. They got Rex Ryan. Yeah. They have one of the best defensive coaches in the league.
Yeah.
So if you give him a quarterback, which he's never had, Mark Sanchez, he was horrible. If you give him a quarterback, which he has now and what Tyrod Taylor is doing, they're a legitimate Super Bowl contender.
Super Bowl.
And I understand they're in a hard division. They got to come out of there with the Patriots.
That's what I want to see them go to New England. I want to see that game.
They got to play. But New England has Rex Ryan's number. But he plays well against Tom Brady. So it's a catch-22. But I'm going with Tyrod Taylor. My buster.
Mm.
I'm going to put an S on mine. Busters. Miami Dolphins. Everybody was high on the Miami Dolphins.
For real.
They were the sexiest pick in the preseason in the NFL.
They were.
And I saw it. They were fool's gold. I never have trusted Ryan Tannehill. And I'm not going to trust him now, and I don't trust their receiving core. And Ndamukong Suh, I say that for later.
There you go.
But that's my busters.
My baller, Aaron Rodgers. He's masterful.
333.
Hey, what your boy Stephen A. Smith say? He's a bad man.
They even compared his release to Stephen Curry. It's so quick.
Wow.
They put them side by side, went through.
They need to do a sports science on that.
Because it is quick. He ran the same play on this side that he ran on this side, and Cobb still ain't got touched.
And came back and ran it on the other side again.
And then got Ray Lewis up by his seat. You got to touch him. You got to put your hands on him.
He was getting hot at them, wasn't he? He was so hot.
He was passionate.
Oh, my.
That was passionate.
Yeah.
Ray can't handle that.
Ray started tripping about that.
He better not do no more of them games.
Imagine Ray as a commentator or an analyst.
Oh, Ray was tripping, yo. They had Ray.
Yeah. But yeah, it's crazy. Aaron Rodgers is off the chain. We'll talk about that later because we got a question. And my buster is Matt Stafford.
Mm.
Can somebody throw the ball to Calvin Johnson?
I'm saying.
How
do you have him on your team and you can't get him the ball?
But I'm wondering, is he one of those players that with the wall came up quick? Is Calvin still dominant?
He gotta be.
Matt Stafford making him look like he's not
dominant. He's formidable. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's still better than your best.
Is he still up in that
yes, Matthew Stafford is not getting him the ball. And this Calvin Johnson, man. Look, just his size alone puts him up there.
I know and I understand, but sometimes athletes it's like the Monstars get him. I just wonder, is he still that beast?
Kobe Bryant's still not that beast.
Matthew Stafford is garbage.
Kobe's still not that beast, but he's better than what you got. Yeah. That's the same thing with Calvin.
Right.
He's
Matthew not Stafford that beast is not that he getting him the ball.
But he's still better than what is. Yeah. It's Matthew Stafford.
He
it's
is, Matthew man. Stafford. Matthew Stafford is garbage.
He get the buzz. They 0-3. They may be 0-4 coming
he
up this week.
He beat up though hard. A lot of Woo. Offensive line, they not protecting him at all.
Yeah.
He getting killed, man. I was watching him.
Is it his release, though? Is it him?
It's him.
It must be the offensive coordinator. If y'all telling me Calvin is what he is, Golden Tate on the other side is a great number two receiver.
Yes, he awesome. Is.
You got a
he's getting off, too.
You got a new toy in the backfield now, Amir Abdullah. That if you get him
who's
in space.
Getting off.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, Theo Riddick out of the backfield can catch the ball. So you – and then Ebron coming out of North Carolina.
It's a great
right.
tight end.
Apparently, it's got to be – if Stafford or the play call, one or the other, I don't know. But maybe Stafford's not – maybe he's not living up to it. Well, maybe you – like you said, this is your book.
Based on this show,
Matt Stafford.
We're just talking.
My bad.
Your
based on the show, it's gonna be Matt Stafford,
right?
Because he not giving my man the ball.
Right.
I'm about ready to trade Calvin Johnson.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
I'll take him.
Yeah. We'll talk later.
Off air.
All right. Most disappointing high price free agent, DeMarco Murray, 21 rushes, 11 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 receiving. Ndamukong Suh, 7 tackles, 0 sacks. Before last week, he only had 3 tackles. So last week he had 4. Graham, 14 receptions, 145 yards, and 3 touchdowns.
Man, we can't even blame Graham.
Like, yeah, you can't.
For real. Because Seattle, they, real talk, like, really, they don't even have an offense to even fit Graham into. Graham is an offensive juggernaut if he has a good quarterback to get him the ball.
Okay.
Like, I blame Seattle's coaching staff for not drawing up plays specifically for him. If you trade for that man, you create plays for him.
Got to give him the ball.
Heck yeah.
So, out of the three, who's the most disappointing? Go ahead, Tiff.
Murray. Because you do not have that career season and then get over in Philly and look like a scrub.
I think, and what you're saying is the same thing with Murray. He does not fit what they do.
At all.
And you're not giving the ball, but what I'm saying is you got to get him between the tackles.
Right. They trying to use him lateral. Right. He can't do that.
So, to me, two of them, I say, it's not their fault because I think they're being used wrong when you say Graham and you say Murray. But Murray is my one that's a disappointment, even though he's being used wrong. Sue, when I saw what they were doing, they double-teaming Sue. Now, if they double-teaming Sue and you got edge rushers that can't beat their man one-on-one, that's a problem
that's a huge problem with your
edge rushers.
Yeah. And Cameron Lake.
That's what I'm saying.
Is one of them.
He had a great year last year.
That's my point.
If they're not getting home and Sue is being double-teamed, Then Sue is a beast, but it's still 2-on-1. I mean, here's what he can. I mean, what can he do?
Right. With 2-on-1, I mean, come on.
So I watched and they were talking about, they were highlighting, they showed him. He's being double teamed on like 60% of the play.
Yeah.
Now, he does have to make certain plays because what I always say.
He's getting that money. Yeah, hey, he's $5 million.
He's been getting double teamed his whole career.
To whom much is given,
much
is expected.
Hey, listen, he's been getting double teamed his whole career.
Yeah,
but he had some folks. Them boys in Detroit wasn't hunting though.
It, yeah. Thank you.
They was hunting. They ain't hunting. In
Sue got that.
No, they not.
He had more.
Go ahead, Slay. Who's the most disappointing out of them three, in your opinion?
Graham. Mm. I mean, he's too big. How can you stop him? Just throw it up there.
They won't even throw it over there.
Well, I think Murray, you can put 8 in the box, but somebody 6'6", 6'5", you just throw it.
He's 6'7".
Okay, with 6'7".
They don't
show it.
They don't throw it to him, though.
Yeah, it's 2 touchdowns.
Like, for real, if I was Russell Wilson, I'd just lob it up in the air and be like, go get it. Like, he don't even do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's some, you can, hey, man.
Well, you see what New England does. New England will start Gronk right here, mm-hmm. and they will get the mismatch by splitting him wide. When you're on the goal line and they say, okay, there's Gronk. You can't stop him.
You know the difference?
New England, New Orleans used to do the same thing with Graham.
And you know the difference? You're talking Tom Brady and Drew Brees compared to Russell Wilson.
But still offensive coordinator, hey man, too. If you get a one-on-one.
Don't get Sierra pissed off at him.
If you're in the NFL, you can throw a lot of pass.
I agree.
Basically.
So if you get to the red zone, you split him. You get him matched up on the safety.
And lob that
mug
up there. Let that sucker jump up. It's easy money. Get it, man. Come on,
it's
man.
Easy money. I'm not even disagreeing with you.
Go ahead. Who's your most disappointing?
Oh, mine is most definitely Ndamukong Suh.
Donkey Kong Suh.
Ndamukong Suh. You got all this money, and you got 7 tackles in 3 games? I don't care who. Bro, he got double-teamed every play in Detroit.
Detroit had a better defensive squad.
I understand. Listen, but when you got Cameron, you telling me Cameron Lake is not as good as what's the big boy from Auburn name? They play in Detroit.
Oh yeah, I forget his name.
The other D tackle that came out. So my point.
He's gone now too.
Yeah. But you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He has the same amount of talent around him, but for the talent around him to be good, he has to be great.
But they should be getting great. If he's getting the double team,
it's not about the double team.
Right. Somebody else should be free to get a sack or something.
7 tackles.
But I can't pay you for $65 million to get 7 tackles.
7 tackles in 3 games.
I mean, I agree with that. That's a whole lot of money and not a lot of work.
That's a whole lot of money.
You ain't putting enough work.
You could have stayed in Detroit for that.
Hey, go start. You might want to start stomping on some heads or something. You know what I'm saying? Get your fire up.
Mine is Murray for even choosing to want to even go to Philly.
That part.
I mean, it ain't no secret. They run north and south. I was telling Hayden this the other day. I run out of fingers counting how many times Shady McCoy has ran one way and scored a touchdown all the way across the field because nothing was there going wide. Mm-hmm. And he just ran the other way and beat everybody to the goal line. That's not what DeMarco Murray does.
Nah. Also, the quarterback. Why are you running a read option with a quarterback that can't run? What? If I'm a defender, I'm like, the other part of the read option is not going to work.
This is not Utah.
Don't even worry about the quarterback. He's not going to keep it.
Yeah. Good point, Hancock.
So why are you running that?
He played in a year and a half.
For real.
I mean, please. He is not
fragile.
Going to keep the football.
No, fragile. He is not about to keep that ever.
So that read option part of that offense is null and void.
That's great. Sam
that option
Bradford.
Is gone. You already know what he's about to do.
Who is honoring that fake?
Nobody.
He can ride him. He can ride him to 3 yards down the field. And we still ain't taking a quarterback.
No. If he does take it, you invite it. Please run.
Please. Yeah, fragile.
Please run.
Fragile.
Oh, gosh, my
that's
God.
Funny. Good point.
That is
all right, I changed mine to DeMarco Murray. I just changed mine. It's DeMarco Murray.
Oh, man. All right, hey, we're going to start with you. Who would you pay to see if you had to choose
Aaron
between?
Aaron Rodgers right now, man.
Aaron Rodgers. Ain't no doubt about it.
I mean, the way he gets, he's a magician right now. He's an orchestrator. He's not a magician. He just orchestrating the offense. He comes, like I said before, he checks the box. No matter what play is called, they got a solution to the problem. Mm-hmm. Okay, you got 2 minutes here. All he does is run his three receivers out wide and say, okay, I'm going to hit Cobb right now. Stop blocking. Now, everybody's doing it, but the way he does it, his release is so quick that it's just a quick running play, and you got the numbers out there.
Right.
And especially you got a receiver that's a little shifty, that's 7-8 yards, if not something taken to the house.
And he's missing his leading receiver.
And he's missing the big man that takes the top off the coverage. So that's what I like about them as an offense coordinator. Okay, we don't have what we were able to do before, but we still got groceries, and watch what we cook this week.
Ty Montgomery!
You see what I'm saying? He's become a part of the offense.
Yeah.
And another thing about him, look at how many people are on their team that they drafted. Mm-hmm. They only got like 2 people outside their whole roster that are not original Packers.
That's crazy.
Build from within.
Exactly. Put you in the system. Slick, who you go see pay to play if you had to choose between him, Rodgers or Brady?
Brady. Best player in the last 15 years.
Best player in the last 15 years.
4 Super Bowl rings.
Can't argue that.
Lost 2 on the last play of both games. Could easily have 6.
Can't argue that. Dee, who you got?
I'm gonna switch this up a little bit. I'm gonna pay to see both of them.
Okay. All
right. Like they both of them got my money. But if you ask me who I'm taking, Aaron Rodgers. He is the GOAT of right now. But I'm paying to see Brady. He got my $60, $70, $80, $100. Oh yeah,
easy.
Yeah, Brady legend, man.
Easy.
He legend. No
easy.
Doubt.
He got mine.
Tip, who you? Do I have to ask?
No, you don't have to ask because I ain't giving Brady none of my money. He ain't getting a red cent, not a penny. So let me go see the laser accuracy of Aaron Rodgers.
You can put fire on his ball, man, when it comes out. Because his throwing motion.
Feet
it's like
not set.
Yeah.
His feet not set.
Man,
whatever.
He throw off balance. He's awesome.
Hey, y'all know what his throwing motion reminds you of? You know the cat that used to be in the gym, and he used to shoot, and when he used to shoot, he used to pull his hands down and look pretty? That's what he does. It's like, and he be posing. Mm, yeah. The ball gone so quick, it's like, boom, and I'm posing. I like, yeah, he the man.
Yeah, I would say Rodgers because – what he does, how he does it, the quick release, the mastery at the line, and he just keeps a chip on his shoulder.
Yo, and he will let you know.
Yeah, he keeps right. that.
Oh, he's a talker.
You know.
He's a big talker.
So I think I go with Rodgers. Not to say that Rodgers or Brady is better, but I'm just who I would pay to go see. I mean, Brady cool too. But we are, you know what we ought to do? Have a what if. segment like next week or week after. Because I wonder what if Drew Bledsoe never got hit by Mo Lewis.
I wonder too.
Yeah.
I mean, just really just something to think about.
It is.
Tom Brady should be cutting Mo Lewis some checks.
Man. Yeah, but you need to expound because a lot of people don't know what you're talking about.
Well, yeah, Mo Lewis is a linebacker that played with the Jets, and Drew Brees was the quarterback. I mean, Drew Bledsoe was the quarterback before Tom Brady took the reins, and Bledsoe was running out of bounds when Mo Lewis clocked him.
And knocked his head off.
Knocked him out, and in comes Tom Brady, and the story is written.
Wow.
Just from that. So I just
you know, and that's the true story. But I think will really change his career, the tuck rule. Raiders had them beats. Like that was a fumble.
Yeah, that was a fumble.
That was a fumble.
And it changed his whole career.
It changed his whole career.
Yeah,
he don't get.
They won a Super Bowl. Yeah,
he don't get the first.
He don't even get the first one. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
exactly. All right, we're gonna do the take on the Falcons. But before we do that, I want to get everybody take. I want to play something that, you know, Falcon fans should be proud of. Y'all ready for this? You ready for this?
I'm a Falcon fan.
Yeah.
Slate, you ready?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. All
right, here we go.
Woke up quick at about noon with my game face. Falcon game, come on soon.
Let go.
Black and red jersey, rotted white on the back. I'm a real Falcon-holic, I don't know how to act. Nope. Matt Ryan dropping back, throwing pass to the Jones. Woo! Tailgate parties all surrounding the dome.
Yeah.
Going crazy, Dan Quinn's legit. Another six on the board, now I'm having a fit. Dirty birds in the A and they always hard. Saint still talking smack and that really ain't small. Carolina got Cameron, they getting beat down. Tampa Bay, get out the way, we running the town. Hand the ball off the frame and he smashed through the line. Matt play acting fake, now he's dropping a dime. Julio in the end zone, he doing his thing. Who's the kings of the south? We yelling their name.
Falcons.
Cruising by the dome in my black truck.
Clean.
Falcon flag flying, so you know what's up. Knowing nothing in life but to chill for the birds. A lot of Falcon fan for life, yeah, that's my word. We got Beasley on the block, he's a beast for sure.
Two
front is the truth, don't forget Willie Moe.
For
sure. Front line getting pushed with Jackson and Bass. Frustrating our opponents, making quarterbacks mad. Drew Brees losing hair cause he worried as hell. Cam Newton full of fear cause he tucking his tail.
Scared.
James Winston trying to hide, no need to beg.
Fighting.
At the fish market trying to steal another crab. Dirty birds, dirty birds, dirty birds, dirty birds, dirty birds. A lot of Falcon fair for life, yup, that's my word.
Dirty birds.
Hey.
Yo, this is hype.
Hey.
I love it.
Hey, now that song right there is competing with the E-40 song.
That's
hey,
straight ATL right
straight
there.
Up.
That's
with the,
ATL
with the straight
right
out of Compton
there.
Beat in the back.
That's hot, yo.
That's dope.
That was hot.
No, hey, no.
That's dope. Damn.
Let's get a carousel on Slick.
Hey, yeah. Slick, you got to admit, that's dope, bro.
Nah, the song is great, but it reminds me like when the Braves start off nice. So it's 7 weeks from now. Would they be playing this song?
It is a little premature.
That's all I'm saying, D.
I agree. It's
I think they should get about 9-1, and now you get hyped up. But three games ain't a lot.
They hyped, they undefeated at 3-0.
It's a dope song, man. Can we?
I didn't say that. The song was amazing.
It was hot.
That was hot.
I was going to say, Jameis Winston still trying to steal
another crab.
Yeah, that was hot. But I think these that type of stuff that just take you down here.
Yeah,
right. If they lose to Houston this week, they're about to,
But if we win, guess who we're going to be
play,
doing?
Play the song again. But that's the same thing you did with the Braves now.
Oh, yeah.
You better be glad you control the board. Because if it was me, it won't be played for one time. Now, Steve. If they lose the division, he won't play.
Hater.
Yes. Hater.
Well, hold on.
The thing is, I'm being honest with you. This is real talk. Atlanta teams have to win because there's nothing to talk about if they lose in every sport.
And that's fine.
But that's my point. So we need them to win.
I didn't say that they're going to win the Super Bowl. I didn't play the song.
It's a great song.
It's a hot song. I like the
didn't
song.
Nobody, I heard anybody said that the song wasn't great. I think it's a beautiful song.
Well, why are you poo-pooing it?
I'm just saying I think it's kind of hype to be playing it after three games. That's all I'm saying. You should have played it before the season started.
He never should have made it?
He should have played it before the season started.
As a hype song.
As a hype song. It's just the start of the season.
Well,
like
he's
that.
Trying to keep it hype now.
Now that you're 3-0, but what if you need the next three games? Ain't nobody going to play that no more.
Well, but everything.
Then be like, Hard, why you play the song? Well, should I?
Hey, stop poo-pooing the song.
Babe.
So, well, let me ask you.
For real, man.
Can I give
I
a shout out?
I never said it wasn't bad.
Can I give a shout out to D-Money, Urban Legends 100, at Twitter, Urban Legends 100. D-Money, appreciate you. Let me play the song. I told you I would go rock it tonight for you, man. And big ups to you. He was on Fox this morning.
Nice.
Fox 5 this morning.
He was.
Rocking it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, big ups to you, bro. Appreciate you letting me drop it down.
Great song.
Now,
great song.
Now we go get Slick Take on the Falcons. We probably already got it. We already
I was say, wait a minute. We just heard that, right?
Yeah. I just think it's too early. That's all I'm saying. Three games ain't a lot.
But what's your take on it? I'm not saying – we know – we're not saying – or I'm not saying – don't nobody else – I'm not saying they're going to win the Super Bowl. I'm not saying anything. I'm just asking you, what's your take on it right now?
I just think it's early. I think when you get to game 9 or 10, if they 8-2, then that's a great start. I think 3-0. You'd rather be 3-0 than 0-3.
Right.
That's for sure.
That's all you can be right now.
Right, absolutely right. So I think that wasn't anyone expecting that.
Okay. So I go next. My take on the Falcons, I can care less about the wins and the losses at this point. What I care about is the culture change and the attitude that is being displayed and distributed, because last year we win neither game. Last year we would have dropped interceptions. This year it's a whole new attitude. The culture has changed. I've never seen a running back run as hard as Freeman ran Sunday in a very, very long time. He runs hard. And that comes from a mentality and an attitude that says, I'm going to just be tough. So whatever they do, however they do it, I'm just glad to see the culture changing. Ideas on you.
My take so far on the Falcons is y'all already know. I predicted them to win 10 games based on the division and based on their schedule. They had the easiest schedule in the NFL, and they got a prolific offense. True enough, we didn't know what the defense was going to bring, but we knew Dan Quinn was going to bring a different attitude. And you're seeing, like Big Ho just said, you're seeing a culture change. And more than anything, the culture change is more important than the wins and losses, like you just said. Right. And my thing is, because – I know everybody was like, damn, D-Will. But just relating it to Bama, it's a culture. The culture that we have, when you see Atlanta now, you look at them, you have faith that they're going to get it done. My faith ain't in the Jake Coker going to get it done, even though we are who we are. Even though the Falcons, you're expecting the Falcons to fall. But with that culture they got, they're probably not going to fall. They have changed everything. And when Jake Long come back, it's going to change everything.
Tiffany, what you got on that?
The Falcons look like a different team this year than totally. I've seen
totally.
In years. Like, I mean, their attitude, the way they walk, the way they carry themselves, the way they play on the field, the way they fight back when they losing, they're a different squad. And I love the attitude that they have. And I'm interested to see how far they can go this season, because they have a attitude of we can win. And if we get down, we feel like we can, no matter how much we get down by, we can come back and win. We still feel like we can win. And they don't quit. And I love it.
Right. Han, what you got?
Well, look at the Falcons. True enough, it's another example of what coaching philosophy and change at the top can mean to a team. Now,
good point.
Do I think that there have been some things that have lined up for them? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
With the Cowboys missing
everybody,
key components, they took advantage of the situation. Philadelphia didn't start playing. I don't know what they were doing in the first half. They played better in the second half, and they took it to the Falcons. But the Falcons still did what they needed to do to win the game. The Giant game, again, down 14 points. Manning had a brain cramp, whatever. They lost. The key to what I'm saying about the Falcons is, in the past, they found a way to still lose.
Right.
Right now, they found a way to capitalize, and they won these games. As long as they continue to build, we see it. Confidence starts to just keep gaining momentum, and this thing takes on a life of its own. Right now, the city's behind them. They're feeling good about themselves. They can't lay an egg this week because they're coming home to the Dome where everybody's expectations are high. And Houston has not been there. You know, they're one of those teams that Houston, yeah, they never do it. So they can't afford to play down to Houston. They got to still come out with that fight. We'll know a little bit more about them this week. But if we're talking about what they've done, got to give them an A-plus right now.
Can't lose to Houston, though.
Can't lose to Houston.
Cool. All right, speaking of the Falcons, Julio, you heard Tiffany say Julio breaking records and things of that nature. We had this conversation last year, I believe. If you don't know what episode, I don't know either, but you can go to the website, hm3inc.com, check the archive shows. Yeah, and just find one. Just go to football season or something and just find one. We talked about top receivers. Tiffany, Julio Jones, is he top three? And if he is, where?
Julio Jones, right now, to me, today, is number one.
Okay.
And if he can stay healthy, he will remain number one.
All right.
But he has injury problems. He can't stay healthy for an entire season. He always looked good in the beginning. This ain't nothing new. Like, we acting like, is anybody shocked that he's good right now? No, you shouldn't be, because he is good.
Right.
But he's going to get hurt in a couple weeks. It always happens to him.
Hey, get that
I don't want it to, knock on wood, because I live in Atlanta, and I want the hometown team to do well. If I had it my way, I want to see the Falcons in the Super Bowl, because it'll be great for the city.
Right.
But Julio Jones is one of those injury-prone guys. I mean, he has a toe injury right now that he's messing with, that he's saying that he's still going to play, but he's already injured right now. So hopefully he'll be able to play through whatever injury he has, because if he does and continue on the pace that he's on right now, he'll break every single receiving record and shut
to me.
Man, for real.
Yeah, like, seriously, ever invented.
Every record created, he's going to shatter them all. So I want to see him do that. So he's number one.
D. Because
when he's healthy, nobody can touch him.
Top three, and if he is, where?
All right, I'm going to tell you like this.
Bama.
You know that I'm biased because of that. But it's a cat right now on the field.
I agree.
That is a total beast. But I'm going to give it to Julio because of this one thing. Physical stature. When you're that specimen that he is, what is he, 6'3", 230, running a 4'3"?
6'4 with cleats.
Yeah, 6'4 with cleats, with spikes, with the spikes on.
Exactly. All right,
so, and he's running a 4'3". But that kid, Antonio Brown, for the Pittsburgh Steelers, is a hell of a wide receiver, because Julio can take the top off the defense. He can be a possession receiver. But Antonio Brown can run every single route known to man. And that is hard and very rare to find in a wide receiver.
Slick.
I've been saying this for a couple of years. Julio is probably the greatest Falcon of all time.
And the greatest Bama player of all time.
Absolutely. But he is not the best receiver. The best receiver plays for Detroit Lions. He hasn't done anything as far as, you know, putting up numbers the last year or two, but he always get double and triple team. And I wonder, would Julio do that and Antonio Brown and Dez Bryant do that game in and game out like their boy from Detroit did for 5, 6, 7 years consecutive? Triple crown, 6'6", 6'5", whatever. Just a great athlete. But that Julio Jones.
Is he top three, though?
Oh, yeah. He's 2A and 2B with the boy with Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Then I put Dez at 4.
Okay.
But I still said Megatron is the best receiver I've seen. That's just unbelievable to get triple.
Today, those things?
I still got to give it to him, man. He just, I think if I could have one, I would take him. I think with that statue, just like the boy from for Seattle, 6'5 and 6'6, you can't guard that, man. Ain't no DBs that big.
He's 6'7.
That's 6'7, yeah. That's big. Yeah. That's my point.
Yeah, he is, so, he's huge.
Hey, and he in the new Adidas commercial.
And in the new Adidas commercial. But I'm telling you, man.
hey, I think Ben Ho going after a shoe contract.
hey, Harv, no, seriously, they're not letting Steve have it. The best game.
For sure, we'll take it.
The game that Julio Jones had against Green Bay Packers last year on Monday night was one of the greatest receiver game I ever seen.
There you go.
But just amazing. 250, broke records. Just, dude is cold. And to meet him in person?
There you go. Because you saw him at the
Firestone. Firestone. That's where he get his oil change. That's right.
Yeah, it is. Did he have his hair cut yet?
What kind of car you driving?
Oh, beat up them old cars from, it was purple. One was purple. Looked like, I guess, a Bama car.
I'm going to tell you, he from Foley, Alabama. He got the country.
He had a Ford Explorer all jacked up, and he had one of them old long, it wasn't nothing nice. It was some classic.
Deuce and a quarter.
Yeah, he had some classic old cars. With rims on it and stuff like that. But you wouldn't think he would be driving. Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Hancock, what you got?
Top two? Yeah, him and Antonio Brown. The splitting hairs to me on which one. I understand your stature comment. Right now, Antonio Brown playing at a different level.
Yeah.
And Julio right now is just unreal.
Yeah.
So, top two. Yeah, I think they're right now one and two. You can put them in any order you want to right now, as far as I'm concerned. I do agree with your point. And what I'm worried about on Julio is that the usage that he's garnering so early in the season, eventually defenses are going to say, you're not going to run through this zone like this. You're not going to keep running across the face of all these DBs, and the linebackers are going to drop back, and he got to start getting hit. Because he's running.
But you just said it early in the show. They can't hit like they used to.
They can't. They're not supposed to anyway.
Exactly. There you go.
But you got to start touching him off the line. If you give receivers like Julio Jones, Calvin Johnson, ODB, Dez, if they get free releases, you can't guard them one-on-one. I don't care who they are.
Two-on-one.
Yeah, you can't do it. So you got to bracket them. You got to put hands on them. And you got to make other people beat you. And right now, like I said, with Julio, we just got to worry about him staying healthy. Like I said, if he's going through the airport, he's going to set off all the alarms. Mm-hmm. You know, going through, because he got screws and metal all through.
Yeah, he's so, like, Bama.
You know, if that screw, you know, that bones, it's the foot injury is so tedious. You know, got all those little bones in it. And he screwed together. So one bad, you know, bad misplace, whatever, cut or whatever.
Minor car parcel.
There you go.
That's a toe bone.
If he can stay healthy. But right now, today, at this time, top two in the league.
Yeah. I'm agreeing. One and two, Antonio Brown, Julio Jones. I think you can flip a coin. If I had to choose, Antonio Brown never been on the injured reserve list. So, I mean, and that's been the detriment of Julio. Unfortunately, but D. Will said, he can run any route. And I think what is actually showing more for Julio this year, that it don't matter where you put him. He can split out, slot, run him in motion. They ain't had him in the backfield as a decoy.
Hey,
I got to give Shanahan some credit for doing it.
Why you picking back my phone? But yeah, that's it.
I mean, you just showing the versatility of
great minds, D. Will.
Great minds take a life.
I mean, that big monster in the backfield. Mm-hmm. You know, he just.
Hey, imagine they hand it out to him one time.
They might.
They are going to. Yeah, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
I mean, you know.
I can't wait to see it, too.
I wouldn't even be surprised.
He's going
to
break.
I can't wait to see
y'all
it.
Y'all can say, I'm decoying him.
I'm decoying him.
You can write this down. He's not going to get it. Hey. He's not going to hit him like that.
I'm not going to have him run head on head with a linebacker.
Maybe in the Super Bowl.
Maybe.
For a wrinkle. Not in the regular season. We ain't doing it. All right.
All window dress.
He going to be on that Will Smith movie.
But y'all out of time. All right, man. It's time to get to them dirty, the Mighty Dog picks. Slick Money, what we do last week, baby.
Hey, why don't you drop that Falcon beat behind us?
You like that?
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah, that's old school.
Being sarcastic, man.
No, but I mean, we can't hear the word. We'll play it later. We'll
but you don't have the instrumental?
No.
Oh, okay. That's a straight out Compton beat.
We'll do one of your favorite songs. We'll do
that's
one of
even
your
better right yeah, there. I like that. That's a classic.
There we go.
That song stay forever. It don't come and go. Come on now. Hey, let's go to Miss Tiffany. She has won four straight.
Yeah,
you talking about somebody that's coming out the cellar? Somebody coming out the cellar going straight to the penthouse. If you've been following Tiff, you made some money.
Yes, you did. Girls got them diamonds.
And this is the good thing about this HM3. It ain't too late to follow Tiff again.
It sure ain't.
Miss Tiffany won with Arizona last week. She said, no, she said, take the Falcons minus one. They got the spread out easy, and the Steelers did their thing. So, Tiff?
Yeah.
You're 4-0 in your last four games. Do you have your picks now for
her? I do. I'm going to go with Carolina minus the three over Tampa Bay.
Like that? Carolina minus three?
Mm-hmm. And I am going to take this Jets Miami under 41.
Wow.
My lock is the Carolina and Tampa Bay.
Okay, so you want the under on the Jets and the Dolphins under 41.
Yeah.
Okay, Miami.
That's a good pick.
It is, because they both pick.
Yes. Hey, I'm on fire right now. Y'all better rock with me now.
I'm on fire right now. I like it.
Tiff is hotter than fish grease.
I am, baby.
Yeah, she's hot.
I'm going to ride with that on the
field. Last week, Brother Hancock, he's been saving everybody. He took Arizona State. Arizona State got killed. I took a pound and two, so I'm going to say the same thing for myself. Arizona State plus six got killed, and he had the over on Texas Tech, and they had that in the first quarter, right, Steve?
Yeah. First five minutes.
The basketball game.
Yeah, they scored 150 points. So he took a split. And Hancock is still the man. I think this week he's going 2-0. So, Hancock, what's your picks?
I'm going to take the New York Giants plus the six.
New York Giants plus six.
That's actually going to be my lock.
That's your lock? Okay. Yeah. It's six. Okay.
And.
Whew.
Let's take the Jets minus the one. Mm.
Jets minus one. New York Jets. Minus one. So Hancock is rolling with two New York teams. One in London and one, I guess, what New York Giants game at? That's a bad weather game, right?
They get six.
It's in the Giants.
That's all you know.
They can play at O.J. Simpson's over there.
Oh,
they get six, though.
They get six.
D-Will, calm down.
Allegedly.
Just calm down. Can I get a high?
High.
Okay, good. What's this with on D-Will? Let's go to Mr. D. Will right now. Mm. D. Will, last week, you actually went 2-0.
I know.
Carolina Panthers did cover.
They did.
And you the big bad Raiders.
The Raiders.
Hancock's team is going to get 10 victories.
Hey, he love me right now.
I love it.
Hey.
Y'all have some great guys on this show. And ladies. They just all the way around except Chad. So D Will, can I get your two picks for this week thing? Let's get the kids some lunch money.
Hey, I'm riding. Hey, I'm gonna tell you like this. I'm finna go on one of these Tiffany rolls.
Oh,
I'm 2-0 right now.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So if you want some extra fruit cups this week, if you want to send the kids to school with them good fruit cups,
yeah.
the ones with the real juice,
yeah,
you better take these picks.
Here we go.
I am rolling with my lock of the week, Bama. Plus 3 points.
Bama.
72 weeks we have been favored, and we not favored. We got a chip on our shoulder.
Bama plus three.
And let me also tell y'all something else. Last time Alabama played Georgia between the hedges, they had a blackout. And our defense coordinator time, the great Coach Kynes, he made a statement. Guess what he told them?
What did he tell them?
He's like, they wearing all black because they headed to their funeral.
Oh! Now this is a red out this time.
And this time they're having a red out. You know what's going on?
What's going on?
It's going to be a bloodbath.
Woo! Boy, stop!
Bama plus the three is my lock of the week.
Oh.
So you better take that. And my pick of the week I'm rolling with Tip, the Carolina Panthers.
What?
Minus the 3 points over Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa Bay.
Roll with your girl. Uh-huh.
Roll with your girl.
Hey, Tampa Bay bad.
Hey, pick it back with him, but back up a little bit on it.
You don't want to tell me to pick it
up. Back up, Queasy, Queasy.
I'm sorry.
Let's go to, now this is funny. HM3, he had spreads bigger than Texas.
He had UMass in 40 and Louisiana Monroe in 60. I don't even know who did that cover.
Yeah, they did. Monroe by four. Did. Yeah, by four.
Okay, then what about UMass?
They didn't cover.
They didn't cover.
Okay, well, HM3, we want to split, but he get the big old spread. But he ain't going to do that this week. He's smarter
than
that.
Absolutely not.
So, HM3, talk to me, brother. Tell me what you're going with.
Are they going to be on the sheet this week at least? I mean, am I going to be able to follow you?
Follow you?
I can't never follow your picks.
Just write them down.
Never follow you.
D. Will.
Slick, write them down right now. Yeah,
can't never follow his picks.
Jehovah Witness.
Hey, verse Pope.
Verse Pope University.
Jehovah Witness plus 66.
Okay, over the Vatican.
Oh, there you go. That's it.
I'm going with Houston Cougars.
Houston Cougars.
Minus six.
It is on the
seat.
Well,
it's on the seat. Oh, so y'all already just know mine ain't going to be on there.
They never are. I don't look no more because they never on there. They on
there,
don't
even worry about it. Houston minus six. They on there, right? No,
they're not on there.
Just write it down.
Okay. Okay. Houston minus six. College or pro?
Who they playing? Because I don't see us.
I said who's
the Oh, okay, Chelsea. Okay, my bad. My bad.
Oh, there they go. They on the seat.
My fault. Okay. Who this one is though?
Oh, and that's just one horse. Can I get
harping
another
on this one? Yeah, real good.
My lock is Ole Miss over Florida minus. Is that good seven
call
on there?
Ole Miss
like that too.
That's on the road or at the house?
Ole Miss minus seven.
Yeah, minus seven
on the road.
I don't care what it's.
Yeah, I know.
So HM3 like got you.
That's my lock.
That's HM3 lock, which Ole Miss minus seven.
Rewind.
All right, where did Slick Money's pick?
Slick got to go.
Now, I was
we missed you last week, so you need to give us yours.
What were you going
to
pick last week?
BYU.
Okay.
I said, stick with BYU, and they got pounded.
They got pounded.
And my other pick was going to be Buffalo Bills.
Did they cover?
Oh, yeah, they pounded.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So you went 1-1
Because I told you, remember, Harris, I told you. Yeah, I said I'm going Buffalo because of 1-1.
Hey, I'm going to give you your props. That's big of you to say BYU.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I ain't going to change it.
Yeah, I feel you.
So no more Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I'm a Kool-Aid. You poured it out.
Yeah, I'm just gonna drink straight water.
Kool-Aid,
straight water.
Kool-Aid, no, hey,
but
Kool-Aid,
we talked about BYU. We said
they covered the spread 3 weeks straight.
It was a catch-22 though.
Yeah,
they were in the game to win the Hail Marys, but they had to win by Hail Mary.
Right, and I take covering the spread with the Hail Mary. That's a part of it. But I won't go with them no more this year.
No more this year. Okay.
My lock is with D. Will. I am going to the blood bath down in the head. Yes, but the bath is going to be on the other side.
Uh-oh.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
You going with the Georgia Dogs?
No. I'm going with them Tide, baby. Roll, Tide, roll.
You ain't crazy.
I ain't retarded. That shirt boys go fast here. Slick is taking Alabama.
It's a lockup.
What?
What? He said, what?
40-0 at half.
Ooh.
Dang.
That was just a joke, y'all.
Yeah. I'm like, for real?
Hey, no, just boy, I closed my eyes. Like,
I'm just joking. Comedy. So Slick is going with Alabama.
Nothing. Bear Bryant was.
Hey, Bear Bryant coming up.
I'm going Alabama plus the 3. And then for my upset of the week, I'm going with Mississippi State Bulldogs. Mm. Mississippi State Bulldog is going down. They're playing at a neutral field. They're going to play Texas A&M. They didn't impress me last week. Arkansas had them beat. Gave the game away. So I'm taking Mississippi State plus the 7.
I like that too.
Because people's high on Texas A&M right now.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, they got like a good defense, but Arkansas ran through them like quicksand.
But their defense was so bad last year, I don't think they made a turnaround like that.
Right.
D-Will, they should have lost it last week to Arkansas.
And Arkansas is bad.
You see the games, y'all talk to you. Yeah, they should have lost, man. Yeah,
Arkansas is bad.
So I think Mississippi State goes in there, pull the upset, and I'm getting 7. Boy, stop. Mm. Let's do a recap. Hard in the music. Can you give me one of them soulful songs?
Soulful
songs. Yeah, give me one of them Falcon songs. The one with the old throwback.
He owned that.
That's hot.
Them Falcon songs.
There you go. Go. I'm a dirty bird from the top. If you like me, you're about to stop. We ain't winning. We won 3. If you keep sticking with me, you won't see.
Oh, stop what? It.
Okay, D-Wheel, I never want to be a rapper.
Hey, but, hey, that was bars.
Get your bars in. You better get your bars in.
That was comedy.
That was bars.
This is comedy. If we're going to sell the show, we got to be clean and have comedy. Is that right, HM3? There you go. That's my man.
Bars.
All right, here we go. Recap. The sexiest girl in sports.
Okay.
Tiff, that's
is,
me.
Tiff, you are fine.
Appreciate you.
Keep the shirt on, baby.
Don't I take will.
It. Yeah, thank you. Tiff is rolling with, I mean, y'all, she's hot in fish grease.
I am. Y'all better roll with me. I'm hot right now.
Chad, call your mom and them. Tell them to put some on them.
Hey, I'm hot, Chad. I'm hot.
Them grapefruit cups.
Yeah. Tiff is rolling with Carolina Panthers, man, of three, and she's going all the way to London, and she's taking the under on Miami and Jets game under 41. Smart girl.
Yeah.
Beauty and smart. Wow.
Appreciate you.
Superhero. He's going to bounce back strong. He said take both New York teams, New York Giants plus six. And he said take the New York Jets minus the one, which is still in London. So him and Tiff are going to watch the game together. They got a London team. Now we're going to D-Jizzle. D-Jizzle for Shizzle, my Zizzle. Yeah. Sizzle. Gump City, baby. He said his lock of the week is Ty, and I don't blame him. Roll, Ty, roll.
Oh.
Plus three, ooh, ain't been an underdog in 70. How many?
72.
72.
Straight.
That stops. Yes, sir. And his, that's his lock, and this is a real lock, too. Carolina Panthers, he loved with Tiff pick. He went Carolina Panthers minus the three against bad Tampa Bay.
Famous Cam famous. Cam Newton been balling, yeah, lately, yo. He been hooked.
Wiley, one of the best in the league. Yeah.
No they, real receiver.
With nobody. Nothing to throw it, yeah, to. He ain't got nobody.
And they got,
yeah,
a defense,
Greg
too.
Greg Olsen pretty good.
Hey, yeah, he's a great tight end, good, but yes, he's a is. Tight end.
He's a tight end, yeah.
But he's pretty good. That can't stick it.
I mean, yeah, tight end is actually a receiver if you go to the meeting.
Jimmy Graham wouldn't argue. Jimmy Graham will argue that.
Yeah, he sure will.
Yeah, he's
Jimmy
a receiver.
Graham, I'm a receiver.
Hey,
I want that money.
But go, yeah, ahead, go, okay, ahead, Snake. My bad.
HM3 is going with the Houston Cougars, not Houston Titans.
So,
it's the Texans.
Yeah, it's not Titans. He said the Houston Titans.
Chad, sweet seat.
Who they? What team is
I
that?
I just told y'all it was a comedy.
Oh, okay.
But I'm glad y'all paying attention.
Wake us up.
Yeah, hello. Ding, 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 ding. Where's the bell?
Hello.
The Houston Texans is hot. I'm sorry.
The Houston Cougars. Cougars.
The Houston Cougars minus six. I don't even care who they playing. They might be playing against CBS. I don't even know.
CBS.
But just take Houston. Because Harlan's going to bounce back strong, exactly, and make us some money. I love this next pick. He went with Ole Miss minus a seven against the Gators. I think the Gators get come back down to earth. And that's that. No. Slick is taking, I'm following D-Wheel because I like D-Wheel. I'm locking with mine too with Bama plus three. How you going to give Bama some points?
Give me some points.
Boy, stop.
I'm really shocked that they got Bama, ooh, as an underdog. It's Bama.
And the bookies would have tricked everybody if they just said Georgia getting three.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
People would have still took that bet though.
Oh, ain't no doubt. Absolutely. Yeah.
So this is
true. What they're really calling is an even game.
Right.
Because it's on the road.
Right.
So absolutely, it really, it's a pick 'em.
Yes. Yeah,
more of a pick 'em. And it's where it's going to jump between next couple of games.
They're giving Bama three.
So it's not a pick 'em, is it?
No, it's not. That's, yeah, six.
That's six, six, absolutely. Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's,
Lord,
a touchdown.
That's, yeah, a touchdown. So I'm taking Bama plus three as my lock and for my upset of the week, which is still Bama's upset. And I'm taking Mississippi State plus seven at Texas A&M.
Two upsets this week.
Two, I'm giving out two.
I'm sorry, man.
That's what's up, HM3.
And an update on Cincinnati, Miami. Cincinnati beat Miami 34-23.
Stop.
And the backup quarterback who came in last week is on fire.
On fire.
Is this the Cincinnati lost to Memphis?
Yeah.
Lord, that, that's interesting.
You know, they said that they were taking somebody was sending some money for them to fly the plane to Cincinnati to say fire
Tuberville.
No, the coach at Miami.
Oh,
Golden.
Yeah, Golden. That's been the running thing that they fly over the games at,
really,
home. They paid for them to fly over the stadium in Cincinnati.
Oh, wow. Stop it.
Stop playing.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Al is done.
Oh, they serious.
Fire Al Golden.
They are for real. They
in Cincinnati.
In Cincinnati.
Wow, they taking it to another level.
I was told that Miami was going to turn around this year.
That.
Yeah.
That's, I thought, bad, they were. I thought they were.
Yeah,
yeah, he's done.
Give me an NFL update real quick before we do these.
Oh, man, 20-17. Pittsburgh's up, but Baltimore is driving with 2:16 to go.
In the fourth or third?
In the fourth.
That'd be four.
Two, yep, minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep, 2 minutes.
Driving to win it.
Yes, sir.
Steve Smith got injured, I saw. Yeah. I don't know how bad.
It was his back.
Oh, man.
Like, he tightened up.
Okay. Let's go ahead and get to these shout-outs then, baby.
Let's, whoa, do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
There's your song, Slick.
There, hey, you go. That's what's up.
That's what's up.
Ask him, can you get the instrumental?
Oh, I can get that.
Yeah, I need it.
Yeah.
In case they start losing. I can still play the instrument.
Well, the instrumental is just
straight out of Compton.
Straight out of Compton.
Yeah, that's all that is.
I ain't ask y'all all that. I just said get the instrumental. Just give me an instrument. I ain't ask you all that other stuff. And all I asked was the instrumental. He got plenty of instrumental. Can I get that instrumental?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's all I asked.
You like, he got every other instrumental.
Absolutely.
He got the whole deck over here.
I'm telling you. How the man gonna give you the song without the instrumental? Come on now.
Hey, man, shout out to my crew. Shout out to Chad for coming in the rain.
Chad, yeah, is man. The man. God bless you, Chad.
And shout out to Joe, man. He was on vacation tonight.
I hope you saw what you wanted to see, Joe.
That part.
Yeah, exactly.
That you couldn't see here.
Hey, how many people up here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 70 push-ups.
You know what's funny? Joe took the night off just to critique Chad. So he can quit. You're not as good as I thought you were.
He can quit.
Man, wow. I was watching you. You kept the camera on Tiffany. What happened to the other boys? Then I saw Steve for 4 hours. That gives him a chance
Dirty
to quit.
Bird.
Oh, my God. Hey, shout out to all the lawyer listeners. We apologize for last week, but... I mean, that's Mother Nature.
Oh, absolutely.
So, I mean,
she undefeated.
Exactly. Yes, she is. She never loses.
Appreciate you still tuning in, rocking with us. But just keep rocking with us. I hope you're liking the song, though.
Yeah, the song's a classic. Can you play it again? Start from the top.
This dude right here.
Shout him out. Who is that?
Urban Legend.
Urban Legend.
Urban Legend
from T.I.?
Actually, Urban Legends with a Z100.
Okay.
T.I.?
That's his Twitter handle.
Oh. At Urban Legends with a Z100.
Right. That's his Twitter handle. So follow him on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And his name is D-Money.
Tell me you heard it on the SRT show.
There you go.
And he's good friends with you?
Now he is.
Hey, you should bring him on the show.
Networking, baby.
Bring him on the show.
If he can go to Fox 5, he can show come here.
You right about that.
I mean, I want to get his autograph.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because they're going undefeated.
I don't know about that.
Oh, here you go.
Man, with the all right, man, go ahead with your shout out.
I'm giving my shout out. Shout out to the guy that produced this great song. God bless a child who has his own. That's a great song. I like that. Thank Joe and them for coming. Chad, appreciate you. Did a great job tonight. Shout out to Gail in the Wood told me to tell everybody she miss y'all. She still listens to the show.
Okay, Gail.
Hi, and she just Gail. Y'all,
yeah. She just bought a crib, like a 25 acres, just living on. Yeah. So she told me to tell y'all. Yeah, she said, we can come to the show in Cali whenever we want to. Okay. She'll pick up the tab.
All right.
Boy, stop.
So what now?
Tell her I'm expensive.
Oh, she
especially if I'm coming to Cali.
She can afford
that
you.
Part.
And that's where the weed is. No, I'm sorry. No. But hi.
Go ahead, Haircock.
Hi.
What's your shout out, man?
Shout out to one of my Uber passengers.
Oh, God.
Fallen.
Fatima.
Fatima.
No, it wasn't. It's Fatima. That's what she pronounced.
Fatima.
That the cable guy?
No. Shout out to Todd, the FedEx guy.
There you go. Okay. Hey, Todd.
Shout outs really ain't my thing, but look here. I'm going to leave y'all with something.
Right. Go ahead.
When all hope is gone, all you have is relief.
Hey.
Think about
that's
that.
Classic. Yeah, that's classic.
Yes. Marinate on that for a minute.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Tim.
I want to shout out all the ladies that listen and support the SRT show. And I want to shout out the fellas in Tennessee at Cigna Healthcare. Thanks for the love and thanks for the support.
Tennessee.
Keep on supporting us.
Tennessee.
Absolutely. Tennessee. Cigna Healthcare in the building.
Absolutely. Volunteer state.
I do it.
Bye.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
He got
something. For shoot some balls.
This is real talk.
Okay, real talk.
Shout out Chad, man. Because y'all don't know what go on behind the scenes. When I say my man been working tonight, man.
Yeah.
Hey, when I say he's working 3 cameras, a song, his own board, a computer screen, and the lights.
Yeah, he working tonight.
And not only that, he's keeping us on point with a... Hey. Shout out Chad.
But he didn't know where I live.
Hey, but it's cool.
But that's a pass. When he got here, he put in work.
Hey, all that. He get a pass for all that. Shout out Chad tonight, man.
Yeah.
And
do anybody have Joe number?
Hey, listen.
He on vacation.
Oh, he on vacation.
Chad, you the man tonight.
I love you, Chad.
Yeah.
Great job, Chad. Yeah. You can have a Coke, Chad.
Bye.
I'm going to have to take Chad out to the Big Easy, man. Let him eat.
Hard stop.
Hey.
Yeah.
He will never show up.
Yeah.
He wouldn't find it.
He would be over here. He'd be in Camp Creek telling me, man, I ain't seen no bees.
Y'all leave Chad alone.
Exactly. Y'all leave Chad alone. Y'all all the time. All right, man, it's time to get up out of here.
Let's go.
For sure.
Follow me at Tiff Get Familiar. I'm on Match.com too.
Oh, snuck it in. Man, that's back door. That's back door right there.
That was back door.
That was real back door.
You know what? None of us gonna like that. That's why I see you tell nobody.
What, why'd you find you where? Nowhere.
Anyway. All right, yeah, let's roll, baby.
Boogie. I'm headed home, baby.
The Jewel of Sports is leaving the building.
Find yourself a church home. God is good.
Bama.
Hey, thanks again for tuning in to the Sports Roundtable, the SRT crew, episode number 89. And as always, BC, I love you because the dream is real. We'll holler at y'all next week. Y'all get on at atlstream.net, hm3inc.com. Holla, we gone.
Peace. See ya.
Peace.